105.3 is WKHM FM and WKHM FM HD1 Brooklyn Jackson. And now, it's time for high school football. Tonight's game, live from Withington Stadium at Jackson High School, features the Vikings of Jackson High and the Grizzlies of Ypsilanti. The high school game of the week is brought to you in part by Subway, Summit Orthodontics, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, Northwest Community Schools, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, the Jackson YMCA, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, Baker Builders, Columbia School District, Denny's, Jackson Public Schools, East Jackson Schools, Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, Computer Ties, Watson Diesel, Flexible Staffing, ERA Reardon Realty, Chilango's Restaurants, Airflow Heating, Stone's One Stop Auto Shop, and Tri-County Water. Now, we go to the press box for the call of tonight's game with Captain Steve Boyle and the Mayor, Jason Smith.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, we are live at Jackson High School. It's Tony Dungy Field at Withington Stadium, and it's our first time doing a game here, Jason, but I'm glad to be here for sure. The atmosphere is fantastic. The band came marching by earlier, and we're ready to go. We got both teams on the field warming up. It's just good to be back in football season.
It's so exciting to be back under the Friday night lights, and we couldn't have kicked it off at a better facility than Dungy Field at Withington Stadium. I love the LCD scoreboard they got. This is awesome.
Yeah, and you're not just making that up for the broadcast. You've been literally talking about that for a while now.
I have.
While we've been over here. And all it's doing is telling us the temperature and the time, really, but for now, it's pretty cool. No one else has it in the area, and that's cool. 76 degrees here at game time. As we roll close to the start of the game, we got about 10 minutes counting down still on the scoreboard as the band takes the field. And we're looking forward to a game here, Jason. It's the debut of the Jackson High Vikings in their new conference, the Southeastern Conference. Yeah. Not to be confused. I mean, they're not going to run into Florida or Alabama during the season that we know of.
Yeah, that we know of, thankfully. Probably mercifully, because both of these teams really struggled last year. So this will be a very interesting litmus test for the Vikings. Game number one, and it's game one of a new conference.
Right. So Jackson High went 4-3 last year in the conference. But again, that's old news, an old conference. But they were 4-5 overall. So again, they're an up and down season for the High. Meanwhile, Ypsilanti Community comes in after going 2-4 in their league last year, in this league last year, and 4-5 overall as well was the number that I had. So a couple teams that might be an even matchup. I guess we're going to find out. Like you said, in this respect, we got a chance to kind of glean the talent level that they're going to face in the league. And Ypsilanti got here. They've only been here about 20, 25 minutes as the bus rolled up. So Jackson's been warming up for a while. Who does that favor? I don't know if that favors anyone. But we did hear from Coach Scott Farley this week, and he's pretty pleased with the off-season work and the preparation coming up to today. And you think he has a real positive outlook for what they're going to be able to do this year.
Yeah, and it's there's a new quarterback in Noah Bush. He's the junior, 6'1", 170. And then you've got Edwards behind him at tailback. Those two kind of duked it out a little bit to see who was going to start at quarterback. But I think that the offense makes more sense with him in the backfield as a tailback. The senior, 5'11", 190, got good speed, gives them another weapon. And you can wildcat that offense a little bit, and he can still throw the football, and you have that confidence in him. So it'll be an interesting dynamic in the backfield for the Vikings on offense.
Well, and this is our first Jackson High Vikings game. That's usually something that goes to GOC and Ratch are usually here. So we're glad to get to come out here and see what it's all about for the Vikings. But we're more familiar with them on the hoops court.
Yeah.
And we start seeing those familiar names, Xavier Edwards, Dakota Robertson, saw Micah Kretzinger on the list here. So names that are familiar to us, and I think what's noteworthy for some of those names, Xavier Edwards, maybe above and beyond everyone, is he's a strong guy on the basketball court, and he's fast. And so I expect that this tonight may be some of the best speed that we've seen at all ever. Broadcasting
Absolutely.
High school football.
Yeah, and if I'm Scott Farley and I break out, or Scott Farley rather, if I break out, you know, with Edwards and Noah Bush in my backfield, you know, you can RPO, you can run pass option, you can run a triple option, you can run wildcats, you can hand off and still have the option to throw. So it gives him all kinds of options, no matter what he's doing with the football offensively. And like you said earlier, we probably won't see Noah Bush throw a ton. But that doesn't mean that there aren't some plays up their sleeve that the ball goes into Edwards' hands and he puts it in the air as well.
Oh, most certainly. And that's, like you said, that's such an advantage to be able to have. If the two guys competing for your starting quarterback job are both on the field at the same time, that's just a weapon without a question. We don't know a ton about Ypsilanti community. The Grizzlies came in, though, and I got to be honest, they look fast.
Yeah, they
did. I think their skill players look speedy. They have kind of that same build where they look like they're and we can go down the numbers on the roster there and kind of give you an idea. But we just see a lot of lithe, kind of long, but that wide receiver build, I guess the way I describe it, and the guys that I'm seeing on the field.
Yeah,
and you know, I'm looking forward to seeing what they can come out and do.
Yeah, the one name that stands out for me and will probably stand out for a lot of our listeners is Marcus Bevier. A very unique story for him. He and his family left a sort of an abusive situation, went to Toledo. They were homeless for 90 days and really struggled for a little bit, came back to Ypsilanti. Everybody landed on their feet, and it turned out well, and now he's getting offers from different schools like Davenport, and he's visiting other universities, so he's looking to play at the next level. He's a senior this year, offensive defensive lineman, 285, big kid, strong kid, and has just a really, really impressive story. He's come a long way from the struggles that they had very early on in his life.
We're here on the pregame, the K105.3 Football Frenzy. Thanks to Art Main Chevrolet. What's the...
The 2019 Chevy Equinox.
Thank you. Yeah. Equinox was in my head. My buddy Zach's driving one that he's had for... Geez, he's probably had it for a decade.
Yeah.
And so I know I count on the quality and length of service because he's been driving it forever, as long as I can remember. But that... The new one that we've got for the two-year lease is just pretty.
Oh, yeah. I had a chance to... and now that I'm an employee, I actually get to drive it.
Right.
So, you know, I helped deliver it from Art Main. It backup camera. I mean, it's got all the bells and whistles that you can think of. You know, and one of our salespeople, actually, when she drove it to one of the events last year, fell in love with it and went and bought one.
Yeah.
So,
right.
You know, it's an awesome car.
So they have the one parked at the station, and it's parked right next to another car that looks identical. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the pregame, and we'll be back to get this kickoff started. It's the K105.3 Football Frenzy, Jackson High and Ypsilanti on K105.3 and K105.3.com.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, Jackson High Band, just finishing up the Star Spangled Banner, and we are just about ready to go. 12 minutes up on the clock. A little overcast out here at Tony Dungy Field, but the field looks great. I think it's a nice temperature. I think it's going to be comfortable for these guys. It'll cool off a little bit as we get a little later into the night, and I think that's going to be fine out on the field. I think it's a great night for football, Jason.
Yeah, absolutely. Very excited to get kicked off, and you know, football's been itching. I got Madden 19 a couple weeks ago, and I'm ready to see some actual football on the field. I'm ready.
Yeah, and this is no preseason Lions game or anything like that. I mean, they're playing for real. The games count starting tonight. Well, actually, starting last night, they had a small slate of games. Concord beat Hanover Horton 36-20. Leslie over Dansville 32-27. Dundee 21-16 winners over Ann Arbor Huron. DeWitt got a win over Grand Rapids South Christian. Okemos over Mason 21-17, and East Lansing Oliver St. John's 40-6.
Yeah, out of town scoreboard already. Lumen Christi on the board first with a Carter Reynolds pick six on the first series of the game. Lumen leads Grand Rapids 6-0.
That's a huge start for them to get points on the board like that on the defense right away. They couldn't have been underway for more than a couple of minutes over there at Spring Arbor Road. You can hear that tilt on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. But you're going to want to stay here and listen to the Jackson High game for certain, and you can catch that Lumen game on our audio archives. Next week, it'll be up there ready to go for you.
Yep, there's 10:57 to go in the first quarter. So
wow.
Very early on in that game, and Lumen off to a strong start defensively.
That's a great matchup. Defending state champions,
yes.
Both of them, Division 5 and Division 6, so it's cool that they get to meet up again in week one, and it's cool that Lumen got off to that great start. We don't have the football teed up yet, do we?
Not yet. No, I think he's looking for a tee and or the ball.
I thought I saw the tee out there.
Yeah, we
and
do
now
have
they've
tee.
Got
now
a football.
We've got a ball.
Jackson lined up to kick. Ypsilanti with two guys back to return. Jackson will send the opening kickoff from our left to our right on your radio dial, as they say sometimes.
There's a bunch of kids that have no idea what you're talking about. You know that, right?
It's going to be rough on us, I think, a little bit from the booth here, getting these Ypsilanti Grizzlies numbers. They're gold on white.
Oh.
And as the lights come on and stuff, that can be difficult to see, but we'll do our best to get all the names you need to know. And we're ready to go. Here's the kickoff.
Squib.
And they go with the onside kick.
And they got
Jackson
it.
Recovers. Did it go 10 yards?
Yes, it did. No.
They're saying
it's
it
a yard short.
Yeah, it came up a yard shy. The timing was just about right on, but if he doesn't grab it, it probably goes out of bounds there
at the
50 or so. So they come up just shy of recovering the onside kick, and I know Jackson does do that, so they'll have more opportunities to do that tonight. Quinton Smith, I believe, our opening kicker there.
You are correct on that.
The Ypsilanti offense comes out.
And those are some big kids on that offensive line.
They do have some hogs up down there, as John Madden used to say.
Shotgun formation.
Yeah, pistol with the back to his left and one behind him.
Yeah.
We'll take the snap here. 0-0s were just underway. Gives to the running back. Goes to the left. Runners in the backfield. Defensive. They had a chance to get him for a loss. He breaks a couple tackles, works his way up to the 47-yard line. Wait for the spot, but it's going to be about 3 yards on the – or two, excuse me, 2 yards on the opening carry for Ypsilanti.
Riley Colquhoun on the tackle there for the Vikings. The senior.
And
those numbers are tough.
Yeah, it's brutal to see these. So they go still in a shotgun formation, three wide, two backs flanking the quarterback on either side. Ypsilanti moving right to left from the Jackson High 47. Good snap, handoff goes to the right. He's got a lot of room to run, slashes through the defense, breaks a couple arm tackles, gets the first down. On the carry is Charles Johnson, junior running back for Ypsilanti. First down, then move the chains. Ball spotted at the 37-yard line.
Looks like Kenyon Mulcahy with the tackle for the Vikings.
So they like to run out of this shotgun. Again, they set up with the pistol. One deep back, one right next to the quarterback. Two wide receivers for Ypsilanti. Shotgun and gives to the back again. Nothing up the middle. He tries to shift it out to the right side. Jackson does a good job of stretching the play out right over by the opposite sideline. He'll get maybe a yard. Second down and 9 for Ypsilanti Grizzlies in Jackson territory.
Mulcahy and Colquhoun in on the tackle again for the Vikings. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Steve, but that might have been the third different ball carrier for the Grizzlies so far in this series.
I wish I could tell you because I can't see a number to save my life.
I know Len Naylor carried the ball once.
We had Charles Johnson.
Yep.
Now there's four wide for the quarterback out of the shotgun. He's back to pass this time, getting pressure, scrambles, throwing to the end zone, and that'll get out of bounds, bounce off the track, and Jackson will set him up for a third and long.
Good man coverage deep downfield there. Sort of looked like a busted play, and the receiver on the wide side there just took off, broke for the end zone.
Jackson did a really good job of getting some pressure in there too, real quick. Really made him have to make a quick decision, and he sent it deep.
Yeah.
And really, his intention probably on that play is to throw it somewhere where no one's going to catch it. It's not going to be a turnover or otherwise.
Yeah, that was smart to get that ball as far out of bounds as he could.
Check it again now. Trips receivers to the left. One runner in the backfield, and there's one-on-one matchup there to the quarterback's right side. Deep shotgun back to pass again on third and long. Gets pressure. Scramble.
Got him.
Slips down. And now it gets sacked. And that is going to push him back to the 40-yard line. Make it fourth and... they're going to put him at the 41. So say fourth down and about 14 yards for Ypsilanti.
And that is Micah Kretzinger with the sack.
Chris Taylor, QB here for Ypsilanti, just a sophomore. He's got the QB build, you can see that.
Yeah.
And he looks like he's got some scrambling ability, but Jackson's put a lot of pressure on him the last three plays, really. The punting unit comes in for the Grizzlies. And Jackson High sends Dakota Robertson back to return. 3-point specialist on the hoops team. That's our familiarity with Dakota Robertson.
And we got a looks like a timeout.
So with 8:51 to go first quarter, it's nothing here at Jackson High. We'll take a minute break. Be right back on K105.3, the Football Frenzy.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, the Ypsilanti punt is blocked at the 50-yard line, recovered. I didn't see who,
Keagle
I didn't
Johnson.
See who landed on it. They
yeah,
did, okay.
Keagle Johnson got the was the first one to fall on the ball there.
Momentarily, looked like they might be able to grab it and run. Instead, they fall on the football. Jackson High with good field position for their first possession at the 44-yard line in their own territory.
Noah Bush under center, as we talked about earlier. Edwards, the first back behind him in the pistol.
Yeah, Bush, back, and then he does give to Edwards. And he'll dive into the line, good for about a yard, yard and a half. On the first carry.
And that tackle by Jaden Bevier, the sophomore linebacker.
Like in the early going here, we're seeing another different look from Jackson High. So they go in an empty backfield formation with five wide outs.
Five, yeah.
For Bush in the backfield.
Edwards in
back
the slot.
To pass. Throws and caught. It's going to be close to a first down with the run after catch. And receiver on the play, Austin Mathis.
Yep.
Junior wide receiver. He dives forward and will get the spot, and it looks like that's going to signal first down for Jackson High. No, they're going to put up the number three there. Third down in inches for the Vikings. So two plays in, and the offense looking interesting. They go with an empty backfield. Now they go back to the pistol here with, as you mentioned, Jason, two deep backs. Three wide receivers. Give us to Edwards.
Oh,
he's
got the
room. First down. He's got some room. Stand on his feet. Broke a tackle at his ankles at about the 40, and he'll be able to get ahead to about the 37-yard line. Nice carry for Xavier Edwards, and you could see immediately on the give, the burst of speed out of Edwards.
Yeah, he's got that electric first step there, then just took off, hit the hole. Nice little one cut at the line, got into the second level, and it took a good tackle by the senior Len Naylor to bring him down.
First down for the Vikings. Scoreless here with 7:16 to go first quarter. Shotgun again gives it to Edwards, and well defended there. Linebacker comes up to make the stop. They'll keep him from getting away, but he does get about half a yard on the carry.
Yeah, that was Michael Post on the stop for Ypsilanti.
I'm called about the 36 and out. Oh, they're going to go. They moved that back. They had a spot, and they'll move it back a little bit. So basically it's second and 10. But I love the look so far. Edwards does look. He just looks quick.
Yeah.
Lightning out of the backfield there.
Trips wide.
Yeah, four receivers for Bush with Edwards in the backfield with him. Give us to Edwards on the sweep play.
Ooh.
And a nice penetration and a solo tackle there. Does look like he grabbed him by the back jersey, Jason. And
yeah.
I don't see – there's no flag out, so it doesn't look like he's going to get the horse collar. They actually catch him for a loss of about three. That was a tough tackle to make. He got the penetration. It looked like Edwards was just going to sidestep him on that sweep to the left, moving away from us. But a tough tackle and a good pull down for the Grizzlies. And that's going to put Jackson in the 3rd and 13 scenario here at the Ypsilanti 40-yard line.
Yeah, Alonzo Jones-Holly with the tackle there for the Grizzlies. And you can tell the Jackson coaching staff not happy. They'll go 4 wide here. Bush out of the pistol.
Back to pass. Rolling out to the right. Not finding anyone to throw it away. We do get a flag on the field where you might expect it to be a holding call.
Yeah. Had a lot of linemen in that area there.
Bush had plenty of time rolling out to his right, but good coverage downfield by the Grizzlies. Nobody open, and he throws it away. Do a little confab on the field from the officials. With 5:50 to go first quarter, still scoreless here at Jackson High on the Football Frenzy for Art Main Chevrolet. And looking for that official signal, and it's a holding call against the Vikings. Fourth down, they will decline. And we'll see what Jackson does here on 4th and 14. I don't think they use a punt, Jason.
I saw one of their kids taking some snaps, working on some punting. It looked okay. I mean, it wasn't all-star by any stretch of the imagination, but it wasn't terrible either. So a lot of high schools, you're seeing them go to more, they're going to use every down.
Mm-hmm. And that looks like what Jackson's going to do. Edwards in. Fake the give to Edwards. End around for Robertson. He into the line. He's going to get a positive yardage, but he's not going to quite be able to battle himself to the stick. And they'll bring him down at about the 32-yard line, and Jackson will turn it over.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what you're seeing a lot of high schools do now. Instead of punting, is they're just going to get as many positive yards as they can on a play on fourth down. Mm-hmm. If they don't get the first, oh well, they kind of see that as a net. This is where we were going to end up had we punted anyway. So that's right. Kind of where they look. If they're on their side of the 50, or on the good side of the 50, I should say, they don't bother to punt.
In this case, the field position didn't, even where they started from that starting field position, wasn't going to hamstring them or put them at risk
exactly
right away. So it's not a bad decision. And Jackson sets up on the defense now. Ypsilanti moving right to left for us with 5:44 to go, scoreless in the first quarter. Out of the shotgun, 2 backs, 2 wide outs. And there's the snap. And there's a delayed handoff. Jackson High snuffs it out quickly. Maybe a yard on the play. This felt like it took a long time to develop.
Yeah,
with
way too long.
Chris Taylor at QB goes to get the play from the sideline.
And that is Cagle Johnson with the tackle.
About a yard and a half on that play, second down and just a little more than 8 yards for Ypsilanti from their own 33-yard line.
Been very impressed so far with the speed of Jackson's defense.
They've been able to get pretty good penetration there, too, at the line. As we mentioned early, it's a size advantage for Ypsilanti with their offensive line. Quick snap and quick slant. Intercepted! And he goes to the ground to make the catch, but Jackson creates the turnover. Looked like a little miscommunication on the route for Ypsilanti. He went to throw the quick slant, but he threw it well behind the receiver. And Steven Uchendu was there to make the catch, and Jackson High creates the turnover. Great field position now from their opponent's 41-yard line.
Yeah, the 5'10" senior, just right place at the right time, kind of turned around, and he was trying to react to get to his man that he was assigned to, and the ball just was there, and he's like, oh, look what I found. And
yeah, big play here in the early going for Jackson High. They've got their second possession of the first quarter, 4:55 to go in the first quarter. Still a scoreless game.
And it looks like we're going to see Edwards take some snaps here at quarterback.
He's in the shotgun. Trips to his left.
Dakota Robertson.
And fakes the handoff. Keeps it with some room to run for Edwards. Dodges a couple tacklers. He's into the line.
Wow.
And he's got about, give him 9 yards on the carry, Jason. And it was 9 yards in a flash.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a fantastic play there. And that was that that Wildcat setup that we talked about, even though Bush really wasn't on the field, it's that luxury of having a guy like Edwards in your backfield that can step up and take snaps and gives you that option to hand off to Dakota Robertson or take off on his own.
And again, when he's the backup quarterback, they got to respect that throwing ability too. He stays on the field, second down and caught 2 yards for Jackson. Just outside the 30-yard line, Edwards fakes the handoff, keeps it. He's going to get the first down, and he dives over the 30 down to about the 27, 28-yard line. First down, Jackson High. And they're knocking on the door here.
Yeah, that's Donald Bishop
quarter.
On the tackle. And you see them, they're not really sure what to make of it because now you've got Dakota Robertson back there who can carry the ball. He ran for positive yards on fourth down last possession. You've got Edwards who they know can run the ball. They've putting receivers in motion on like reverses type situations, and Edwards can throw.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of options there.
Love the creativity so far. Edwards to take the snap out of the shotgun, and he'll keep it, looking for some space in the line. Finds it, slashes over the 20, down to the 19 before he's brought down. He'll be just shy of the chains, it looks like, but close to another Jackson High first down.
And that's Jaden Bevier on the tackle there for Ypsilanti. And you can see they're kind of on their heels almost, like they're waiting for receivers to develop a play or something before they can react. They kind of have to pause almost momentarily to see exactly what's going to happen with the football.
Great patience on that run, too, for Edwards. He didn't just burst to the first place he saw. He picked it apart, found a hole, and then turned on the burners, and he does have burners for sure. Now he's going to run an option with Robertson, but we'll get a flag on the play. Legal procedure would be my guess, or perhaps offsides. We'll wait for the call. On the game tonight, we're glad to have this great crew of sponsors, including Chilango's Restaurants.
Yeah.
You might find me at the burrito bar later.
Didn't you already have a burrito today?
I had nachos.
Oh, okay, there you go.
But that doesn't mean I won't go twice in a day. It wouldn't be the first time.
You know what? I love the Chop House. I get the steakhouse with extra steak and some fried onions on it. Man, is that good. False start the penalty, by the way.
5 yards back for Jackson. Second down at about 6. They run Robertson in motion. Now Edwards with a slick move to juke out a defender.
Oh, he got it.
Works his way all to the outside. He's going to have a chance to get to the pylon. Bumped out of bounds at about the 4-yard line. What a move by Edwards. Running the option to the left side there with Dakota Robertson. Fake the pitch. Not even like a full fake. Just enough to juke that defender. And he goes after Robertson. Edwards cuts inside and then makes another cut to the outside. Finds himself some running room, and they're actually going to put that down to the 3-yard line, Jason.
Yeah, and if that wasn't for McGee, for Ypsilanti, Trayvon McGee pushing him out of bounds, Edwards is home free there.
Empty backfield for Edwards. Now the receiver goes in motion. He does give it up. Receiver going to the outside on a sweep. He's going to dive forward. That is
Kyron
Stitz on the carry, so he'll dive down to the 2. Jackson continues to knock on the door.
Man, this offense is just crazy.
That's a tough spot.
Yeah.
But they'll put it just a little behind the 2. Nose of the ball is on the 2.
Yeah, this is a fantastic offense we're seeing from Jackson High. Very dynamic, very impressive to watch. Lots of options available for Scott Farley and his crew.
Edwards out of the shotgun. Tight formation. Robertson in motion. And the give is to the big man on the backfield. He dives into the end zone.
That's
touchdown, Jackson High. Big Micah Kretzinger. And Jackson's on the board first. Make it 6-0 with 2:04 to go first quarter. Point after attempt on the way. Update from the out-of-town scoreboard. Lumen Christie now 21-0 and still in the first quarter with Grand Rapids West Catholic. As a puff of black smoke rises from the front row.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering what that
this.
Is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm very confused as to what's happening down there.
I think
the student section loves it.
I think, except for the students, there's some students right next to Ground Zero for that smoke bomb that are really regretting being where they are right now. And that is what it is, as long as they hold it up in the air. As the smoke pours across the field, and we get a...
Oh, there comes the administration. They are not happy.
Just in time for it to run out.
Not a happy person right there.
We get a timeout on the field with 2:04 to go first quarter, 6-0, and they're going to talk over about this point after attempt. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. We do need to check in with J-Rod here, still broadcasting live from the DDA Cruise in downtown. And let's see, just going to say thank you to some of our sponsors who are on board tonight. ERA Reardon Realty, Flexible Staffing, Computer Ties, Watson Diesel, Airflow Heating, Summit Orthodontics, who they hooked us up with those T-shirts, didn't they, Jason?
Yes, they did. Summit Orthodontics had some free Jackson High-themed T-shirts. They were black with orange lettering and looked really, really good. I was very impressed. I got to talk to one of the doctors from Summit Orthodontics a little bit. You were there, and he was very pleased with how they turned out as well. Jackson High lining up for a two-point conversion.
Edwards out of a shotgun. Again, tight formation. Two receivers. Robertson out to the right. Fakes the give. Edwards keeps a little slow to develop play. And Ypsilanti all over it. 6-0 is our score. With 2:04 to go first quarter, Jackson High leads. 1 minute break on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
See Boyle, Jason Smith at Tony Dungy Field at Withington Stadium. Jackson High up 6-0. The onside kick this time right into the hands of a waiting Ypsilanti Grizzly player. And they will start with position at their own 49-yard line. It was Daryl Lucas who dives on the ball for the Grizzlies to take over possession. Offense has not done a lot to move the football for Ypsilanti. A turnover on their second possession. Set up Jackson with good field position, and they score to start this one start up the scoring in this one 6-0.
Yeah,
with 2:03 to go.
Very impressive drive by Jackson High there, and they'll come back out on defense, fired up. Looks like they're going to go into a two down lineman situation. Nope, now they're going to switch up to a 3-4.
Tighter, two in the backfield, low snap, but a good handoff. Quick reaction there by Taylor to get the handoff away, but Jackson reacts quickly too, and he'll get stuffed, actually lost about a half a yard on the play, second down, and called 11 for the Grizzlies, now back on their own 48-yard line.
Yeah, good recovery there by the quarterback, Chris Taylor, to recognize the poor snap, get the ball into the hands of the tailback quickly, but Jackson High just, it seems like they're blasting right through that offensive line.
Michael Berryhill on the carry for the Grizzlies. Ticking away down to about a minute and a half here to go first quarter. 6-0 Jackson. Touchdown run by Micah Kretzinger. Really made a difference for their offense, putting Edwards back there, quarterback. Quarterback for Ipsy accepts the snap, back to pass again. Immediate penetration, and he's going to lose big yardage. Great job by the Jackson High defense to penetrate. There were more Vikings in the backfield than there were Grizzlies, for sure. And that's going to move them all the way back to the 37-yard line, bringing up a third down and 22.
Wow, yeah, third and 22. That was Cagle Johnson on the sack for the Vikings. He's been all over the place today so far.
And again, the size hasn't been a factor on that Grizzlies line. The quickness of Jackson High has been the trump card, and they were able to get into the backfield quickly. And Grizzlies have not completed a pass yet.
Right.
Though they've attempted several. We'll see what happens this time on what would seem to be a clear passing down. And they do come out with four wide receivers with Michael Berryhill in the backfield.
He did complete one to Steven Uchendu.
He did.
On the INT, and there's a flag on the play.
It looks like maybe that's going to be an illegal motion.
I believe so.
So move them back five more, and we'll try again. Third down and forever. 27, they're saying, with 5:04 to go first quarter, 6-0. Jackson High in front.
And To tell you the truth, Steve, I don't think Ypsilanti has 27 yards of total offense so far in the game.
And now the time's going to run out on the clock, and they won't get the playoff. After one, it's Jackson High 6, Ypsilanti 0. 1 minute break here on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith will switch ends. So instead of moving right to left, Ypsilanti is going to attempt to move left to right 27 yards for a first down. 12 minutes on the clock, second quarter, brought to you by East Jackson Public Schools. Together we thrive.
That's right.
Receiver in motion. There's four of them for Taylor. He's got some time to throw up the middle. Tip. Caught.
Oh, he caught it. Wow.
Caught by the intended receiver. Still shy of the sticks, Jason, but he's going to have 4 yards left. Tipped off of Jackson High defender's fingers.
Yeah, Len Naylor came down. Good awareness to get into the right position to catch that football. And just an unfortunate situation there for the linebacker for Jackson High. Just got a couple fingertips on it, couldn't reel it in. And Len Naylor right place at the right time. Looks like that might have been Mickey O'Dowd maybe that had the tip there.
First time Taylor's really had a chance to sit back there and throw.
Yeah.
And he completed it. However, if the defender doesn't tip it, I don't know if it actually gets all the way to the receiver's hands. But on fourth down and four, the punt unit is on still for the Grizzlies, even though they're at the Jackson.
Oh, and they're going to false start.
We get another penalty for the Grizzlies. Len Naylor, after making that catch, now has to punt it away at the Vikings' 44-yard line.
And it seems like Jackson High has been living in the backfield for Ypsilanti. Even on that last play, Taylor had a little bit of time to throw, but Micah Kretzinger was right in his face almost from the moment the ball was snapped.
Robertson back to return the punt. The 20-yard line. They moved him back 5 more yards, so fourth down at about 8. The punt is away. It's not very good. Bounces at the 30, but does take a nice ball for a Grizzlies.
Holy cow.
And that goes from the 30 all the way down to the 4-yard line before it rests.
Wow.
Not a big boot, but he had the right motion, and that just end over end just kept rolling once they hit the ground.
It wasn't pretty, but it was effective.
Jackson's got a lot of field to work with, and by the way their offense worked on the last possession, Grizzlies are going to have to show you something to make you believe that they can get a stop here, because Edwards was just slashing them and making the right decisions too, because he had several option plays and it just seemed like whatever he did seemed to be the right thing.
Yeah, Noah Bush back out onto the field. We'll see if he lines up under center, if they stick with Edwards. I like the idea of swapping back and forth, because you don't know if you adjust and you adjust incorrectly. You know, this is a very interesting situation for Jackson High.
Yeah, they're pinned down on their own goal line. He will give to Edwards, and not a lot of room. Tries to run off tackle to the left side, and will get pulled down about the 2-yard line.
So even with Bush under center, metaphorically speaking, he's been lining up in the shotgun pistol situation. They're still leaning on Edwards for those yards. And it now might be a situation. I know you're backed up in your own end zone, but it might be time to let it fly a little bit.
Yeah, they haven't had much reason to not just load up against the run. Bush takes the snap. Fakes to Edwards, and now he'll keep it. That was the right move. He gets outside of the 10-yard line. A little breathing room for the offense. Third down and about 4 yards, 5 yards.
I think they're going to give him 4 here. Third and 3, looks like.
Yeah, that was a nice run by Bush.
Yeah, and a good call there by the offensive coordinator, Rob Dillon, I don't know if that was an option call or if it was a straight designed play to let Bush carry the football.
Play action, as they say. Edwards and Bush in the backfield again. Bush looking for the snap. He's got four wide receivers, three to his left. Edwards in the backfield behind him. Now they run a pitch play option. Gets it out to Edwards, who's looking for room. Nothing doing. Pulled down at the 10, and that's going to bring up a fourth down about 3 yards. Maybe even four. Yeah, they'll move it back a little bit there. 4 yards for Jackson High to get to the sticks in this case.
And it looks like they might have a punt team on. Edwards coming off the field. Now, in this situation, I agree punting is probably the best option for you here because you're pinned way back in your own territory. You got to get that ball as far away from there as possible.
Yeah, no doubt. That punt's the right call here for sure. There's one. It's high, not long. And it bounces at the 30, and they'll down it there at the 31. But it's going to be the best field position of the night for the Grizzlies at the Jackson 31-yard line. 8:42 to go. I saw it in the reflection. It looked like 5:48. 8:42 to go for second quarter. 6-0 Jackson High leads. But good field position for Ypsilanti and Chris Taylor. Second quarter brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools. Taylor in that shotgun formation. One back to his right, one in the pistol behind him. Three wide receivers. And he's back to quick throw off the receiver's hands. The throw is a little low, but when you get it off your hands like that, you expect him to kind of reel it in.
Yeah.
Second and 10. Still 6-0 Jackson lead. Defense has been stout for the most part. Yep. The lone big play they've given up was the tipped pass. No harm done on it. Did kind of shift the field position in Ypsilanti's favor.
Yeah.
Tremendous punt.
Yeah, it was a 3rd and 23. They got 21 on the pass and still couldn't convert at the end of the day.
Three wide again, and maybe the penetration by the Jackson defense is because they're only going five linemen. Handoff and some room to run to the outside. Tough run. Getting some yardage there at the end of it is Charles Johnson. And he's going to be close to the first down. I'm looking for the signal.
Yeah, they're going to move him.
And they move the chains. 8:32 to go. There's a first down for the Grizzlies. 6-0 they trail. But they're, again, getting into the red zone here with a good starting field position on this possession.
Yeah, and it took them all of, 16 minutes to get their first down of the game. So Jackson High still looks solid defensively with that 3-4 defense. It's allowed Micah Kretzinger to really get good penetration from a stand-up linebacker spot.
Sticking with that spread formation.
Blitz coming, looks like.
Taylor sends the receiver in motion, takes the snap, gives to the deep back. Finds a little bit of room into the line and smashes and still moving forward. He's going to get about 6 yards on the play. That's Michael Berryhill, the senior running back for the Grizzlies. Second down and 5 yards. We don't have a certain spot there. He's holding the spot down the 15. Second and 5 yards for the Grizzlies. And this running game has found some room on this possession.
Yeah, and I've noticed Jackson High has a lot of team tackles, a lot of hawking to the ball, and that's a good sign defensively for the Vikings.
Taylor in the shotgun. Berryhill in the backfield deep. Taylor gives to him. He's got a lot of room on the left side. He's going to chase to the pylon. No, they'll get him out of bounds. At the 4-yard line, Berryhill with some room to run. Now they're going to move it back to the 5, but that was a pretty good run, and that looked like he might have a shot at the end zone for a moment. 7:12 on our clock. 6-0 Jackson lead. As the sun sets across from us behind the tree line of the visiting bleachers. Lights are on here at Tony Dungy Field.
Beautiful facility here.
Great backdrop over there, too, for our beautiful view of the field. Taylor out of the shotgun. Gives to the deep back. This time it's Charles Johnson. He dives in the line. He's a little bit bigger runner than Barry Hill. He battles for some inches there at the end of the play, and that's going to get him down to the one-yard line. And that's going to bring up third down.
Another quick score update. Nick Thomas with his second touchdown of the game. Lumen leads 28-0 with 8:53 to go in the half.
Wow.
Also, Grass Lake up 14-6 on Stockbridge.
So we got it at the two-yard line, Jason, with a second down. Excuse me, I said third down. They still stay in the shotgun, that spread-out formation, even here in the short yardage. There's another give, and Jackson holds it up at the line. Nowhere to go for Barry Hill on the play. Jackson will have another play to stop here on third down and short yardage.
Yeah, the Vikings, yeah, the short field, it really limits the amount of things that you can do as an offense because the defense is so packed in tight and there's not a lot of room to work. You know, you think being at the two-yard line is an advantage for the offense, but really the defense doesn't have as much space to cover, so it gives them more opportunity to make plays, especially if they're going to stick to that inside between the tackles type running.
A little bit bigger formation here. They pull a tight end and low snap. Give is late, and Jackson's in the backfield to make the stop. Great job. There was a little bit of delay in the handoff. The low snap. Jackson seized on the opportunity, and they'll pull him all the way back to about the 5-yard line. And that's going to bring up 4th and 5 for the Grizzlies. 4th and 4. They moved it up to see him change the spot on me.
And that looks like Kenyon Mulcahy stepping up to make the tackle for the Vikings. So the play calling here for Ipsy is going to be crucial. You don't want to take too big of a risk because you still got plenty of time in the game. But at the same time, you definitely want to be aggressive. You've gotten this far with your ground game.
So they'll spread it out 4 wide. Barry Hill in the backfield with Taylor out of that shotgun. He's back to throw. Finds a guy across the lane. Oh, he makes the catch.
Right. Great catch.
Just past a diving defender. It looked like for a second he had the knockaway, but it slipped just under his hands. And a touchdown for Ypsilanti. We're tied at 6. 4:50 to go in the first half. Point after attempt pending.
It looked like that was Trayvon McGee with the touchdown reception there for Ypsilanti.
Come up for the point after attempt, and Taylor comes from the sideline, so it looks like we might have a two-point attempt. And that is the case. They spread it out wide again with 4. Barry Hill in the backfield. Now 3 wide receivers and 2 running backs flanking Taylor on either side. He rolls out looking to throw to the corner. Off the hands of the receiver. Incomplete. 6-6 tie with 4:50 to go first half. Let's take a break. I think we've got a check-in from J-Rod here on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, we're tied at 6 apiece here. 4:50 to go first half. Jackson awaiting the kickoff. 3 guys back to return. It's Robertson, Edwards, and is that Kretzinger in the middle?
I believe so.
None of the jerseys are easy for me to spot. Maybe I need to visit the optometrist before our next broadcast.
You and me both. Good
Robertson
block.
Robertson's got a great block. Gets him, frees him up to the outside. He's over the 35, battling his way down to the 39 before he's brought down by a group of Grizzlies.
It looked like Deontay McDaniel was the first to make contact with him, so we'll give him credit for the tackle, I guess.
Grizzlies are a solitary animal. They don't run in packs unless they have children.
Yeah.
So what, is there
a den?
Is that it?
A grizzly den? I don't... If anybody can hit us up on Twitter, let us know, I guess.
28-0, Lumen Christi leads crosstown. We're tied at 6, however, so if you get bored, I expect we'll have some guys flipping channels over here once they get tired of the domination over there.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be a close game. I really thought it'd be a battle.
I did, too.
I thought Lumen had the advantage, but I didn't think they'd be up 28-0 before halftime. Jackson looking to seize control. Edwards back in at quarterback. Now bubble he throws screen. Kind of a little bubble screen. And breaking some tackles.
Wow.
And battling his way to the chains.
Wow.
Micah Kretzinger, he caught it about 2 yards behind the original line of scrimmage. Had some room, had a gap. Edwards put it right in his breadbasket.
Yeah.
And he took off running, and he took a couple hits, shed them, and got himself down to the 49-yard line for a first down for the Vikings.
Yeah, that was a great, fantastic catch. And Len Naylor, really the last opportunity for a tackle there before Kretzinger was gone.
So they go out of the pistol formation again. Edwards taking the snaps now. Three wide. The give is to Robertson in the backfield. What a couple of cuts.
Big hit.
Bouncing around there like he's Barry Sanders, and he battles his way, and it looks like another first down. We'll have to see the spot. Robertson thinks he got it.
He's close. Looks like he might be just a tad short.
Yeah, they're not going to give it where he wanted
feet.
It.
Yeah.
Still set it down on the 42-yard line. In Grizzly territory. 19 yards here on two plays on this possession, though, for the Vikings. Second down and just a yard. Four wide receivers to the left now for Edwards. Empty backfield. He's going to roll out, and he's going to keep it. And tries to race to the corner. Well, brought down well. He's going to lose a couple yards here.
Yeah.
Great tackle on the play there by Michael Post.
Yep.
Solo tackle on Edwards. And I think Edwards, he had a blocker. He probably wanted to cut that upfield. Instead,
yeah.
He tried to race to the outside, and it hurt him. They'll move that back about 4 yards, make it third and five.
Almost think he probably should have pulled it back and just thrown.
He'll have another shot at it here on third down with four wide. Robertson in the backfield with him. Robertson runs into the hole. Edwards is going to keep. And he rolled his way at the end of the play. It looked like they were going to stop him short, but he snaked a couple extra yards there maybe.
They're going to move the chains.
Depending on the spot, they'll move the chains. Great job by Edwards after contact to grab another yard or two. And he's going to get a first down.
Much to the delight of the Jackson High crowd here.
They're waiting for a big play for a chance to explode. You can feel the little bit of tension here in the stands. It's a tie game. 3:05 to go first half. Jackson moving the chains again in Grizzly territory on the 41-yard line. The offense has moved better with Edwards at quarterback. I think that's clear.
Yeah.
Two backs behind Edwards, that pistol they run. This time he hands off to Robertson. Robertson gets about 3 yards before he's hit. Put him at the 37-yard line, if they spot it the way I saw it. And that's going to be about 4 yards on the carry.
Yeah, they're going to get it to the 44. Nose of the ball on the 44.
You would be mistaken, Jason. That's the 36.
36. You're right. Sorry.
I do that, too. I have to catch myself a couple times already. It's our first broadcast of the year. Shaking the rust off.
And you especially. We both have had a very long day.
Yes. QB,
option.
He fakes the run. Options up to Kretzinger. He ran out of real estate there at the sideline because he would have had some room, but he just tiptoes the sideline. He'll get it up to about 35 before he's wrestled out of bounds. Third down. And they won't give him the 35.
Yeah. No gain.
36. Third down now for Jackson. And about 5 to go. 2 minutes and 1 second on our first half clock here. Our opening game of the Football Frenzy, Jackson High and Ypsilanti. Three receivers for Edwards, two backs stacked up behind him, Robertson and Kretzinger.
Trying to hard count.
Clock starts.
Oh,
gives to
hit.
Robertson. He's smashed. And now we got a flag.
Yeah, I don't.
Did they get the face mask maybe?
Yeah. Just a big hit.
It really was a fantastic defensive play. Robertson slammed into him, and that defense was able to hold up. they pulled him down, but a little extracurricular maybe at the end of the tackle is the only thing we can guess. I didn't see anything that, like a holding or anything that we'd expect to have called.
Yep, face mask.
Face mask. So that's going to work out in Jackson's favor. And they'll walk off 15 yards.
Yep, looks to be that way.
10. No, 15. That ref covered some ground.
Yeah. Got sneaky speed.
Sneaky speed. So now, minute 57 to go, a 6-6 tie here in the first half. Jackson getting themselves deep into Grizzly territory on the penalty on what would have been a fourth down and about 6 yards. Instead, it's first and 10. Edwards fakes the handoff, spins forward again this time, but he's only going to get to about the 20. Second down and call it 9 yards.
Stopped by Charles Johnson on the play. Or no, excuse me, that was Alonzo Jones-Holly. That's what I said.
Clock running with a minute and a half. Jackson taking their time. You going to want to get points here before you go in the locker room.
Yeah.
Minute 18, Edwards out of the shotgun. Runs the option, pitches out to Robertson at full speed.
Big head.
Flashes the line, gets over the 10, down to the 6. Brought down, head of steam, Robertson. Will move the chains one more time.
Had a lot of room and had a lot of, he had a great seam to bust through there. Good timing on that, the pitch on the option there.
Across the board, well executed offensive play. Great pitch. Edwards put it right in his breadbasket, and Robertson just had to run. Didn't meet a defender for about 10 yards. So first and goal, they'll put it at the 6. Shotgun for Edwards. Gives to Robertson again around the left side. Turns upfield.
He fell.
Too much speed on that one. He falls down at the 4-yard line, and we'll get a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break, final 44 and a half of the first half. When we come back, 6-6 tie on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, Jackson High Vikings getting out on the field with 44.5 on the clock. Second down and goal from their opponent's 4-yard line. Edwards will take the snap. Robertson, the running back, with him. 4 wide receivers. Takes the snap. Another option. He tries to pitch. Loses it on the ground. Grizzlies signal they've got it. That's a mistake by Edwards if he tried to pitch that. He's halfway down to the ground, and they do turn it over.
Yep. Yeah, that's a ball you just got to hang on to. Take the hit. Live to fight another day.
Trying to make something happen. It was the Robertson was by himself, and if he gets that pitch, he probably walks into the end zone.
Yep.
Instead, it's a turnover. So with 37.7 to go first half, we'll remain tied at 6, and we'll see what the Grizzlies can do with just over half a minute.
Yeah, it looks like the offense, when they have room to work with, is more dynamic with Edwards at center, but in smaller, confined, short-yarded spaces, it seems like everything works a little better with Bush taking the snaps.
Well, and right now, too, Jason, Edwards hasn't thrown a pass yet.
Yeah.
So the Grizzlies don't necessarily know, they don't believe that they have to respect the throwing aspect of the game.
Right.
When Edwards is under center or in the shotgun. Grizzlies set to go here. And Taylor will back up into his own end zone. A lot of time to throw. He goes downfield. He's got a man deep. Behind everybody's got the 50. Foot race. 30. 20.
Nobody's
10.
Gonna get
nobody's
him.
Gonna
gone.
Catch him in the touchdown.
Wow.
What an unexpected turn of events here to end the first half. Jackson High goes from knocking on the door to finding themselves down. And I've got Dontez Coleman.
Yep, Dontez
on
Coleman.
The catch. Coleman's a long receiver, and he's a long strider. And when he got behind the defense, Taylor just had to make sure he threw it far enough, and he did. And the foot race won to the end zone. That's going to be, I mean, he threw it 70 yards almost. Well, he threw it about 55 yards.
Yeah, 55 easily.
But
good
it was
arm.
70 yards before they even had a chance to catch him.
Yep.
And a great, just a great run after the catch.
Big play by Dontez Coleman.
So there was a penalty, a sideline encroachment penalty or something.
Ah.
But it doesn't undo the touchdown. 12-6. It went from potentially a Jackson High 12-6 lead in one play, and the Grizzlies go on top.
Where was that the entire game so far? I mean, they barely had, what, 50 yards of offense maybe so far in the game, and then out of nowhere, like a lightning bolt, that play gets pulled off and really, really swings the momentum in a big way.
And Taylor just, he had the time
yep.
to pick it apart and to let that play develop and to let that receiver get behind everyone.
Perfect pass, too, right over the shoulder.
Caught him in stride.
Still plenty of time in this game, though, for Jackson High.
Well, plenty of time left here. I mean, the big play is not out of the question.
Yeah.
With 24 seconds, and Robertson was a defender or two away from breaking the kick return last time for a big one. So, if we're being optimistic, Jackson can still make something happen here in the first half.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
14-6, though, our current score. Ypsilanti just let the wind right out of the sails of the Vikings, who were knocking on the door two plays prior to that. A low squib kick bounces off of Jackson receiver's ankles. He does dive on it. That's Toby Smith who makes the play. Jackson will get the ball with 22 seconds and a half at their own 37-yard line. 8 o'clock here. K105.3, Jackson's Hit Music Station. WKHM FM. WKHM FM HD3.
And it looks like they are going to bring Noah Bush out at the helm.
Yeah, I think you want to make the pass an option here.
And it looks like Ypsilanti's going to go. Looks like they're going to stack 7 in the box, 2 safeties up top.
They give to Edwards on the handoff. He's into the middle. Wide breaks through. Slow to develop there, but at the end of the play, Edwards turns on the jets and spins away from a defender. Moves the chains. First and 10 from their own 47-yard line. 14.6 seconds. They moved it back to the 46-yard line. And we'll get a timeout from Jackson. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. Second quarter, 14.6 seconds away from ending. Sponsored by East Jackson Community Schools. We'll be at East Jackson a little later this year.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that one. East Jackson at Adrian Madison tonight. That's a bit of a car ride.
Yeah, it is. A little bit. Hopefully the weather holds out for us this year. Last time we were at East Jackson, it was cold and raining, and it was just a miserable day.
And I don't want to disparage their facilities at East Jackson because they're always kind to us. But if it's cold and rainy, I wouldn't mind being here at Jackson High. this is a nice spot we've got up here. Beautiful August night for football here, our opening weekend of the football frenzy. Make sure you don't miss your chance to come by when we're at your school.
Yes, definitely.
They're giving away T-shirts with the school logos on them. We're getting you signed up to win Equinox from Art Main. Edwards goes in motion. Bush pitches out to Edwards. He turns it back inside, and he's met by a defender right there. He'll lose a couple yards on the play. And on the tackle for the Grizzlies,
it's Alonzo Jones-Holly. big defensive end. And that will end the half. 14-6 our score.
The Grizzlies with that. Really, like you said, Jason, they run about 25 plays in that half, and they've got about 27 yards. And then the 26th play is 90.
Yep.
And they really turned the tide. 14-6 our score. Visiting Ypsilanti team in the lead as we head into our halftime coverage. During the half, we'll get a segment from the MHSAA. Collins Brothers, our halftime sponsor, Jackson County's exclusive Abbey carpet dealer. So we'll take a break, get the Denny's halftime stats. When we come back, 3-minute break, and we'll come back with more here on WKHM FM. It's K105.3, the Football Frenzy.
K105.3 is WKHM FM and WKHM FM HD1 Brooklyn Jackson.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith. We're live at the half. Jackson High gives up a big play late in the first half. 14-6 they trail. And that is where we stand now, the band on the field. At last check-in. Crosstown Lumen Christi, a 28-0 lead against Grand Rapids West Catholic. Nick Thomas with a couple touchdowns in the game. They scored a defensive touchdown, too. What else do we have on the out-of-town scoreboard, Jeff?
It is now 28-6. Lumen Christi leads Grand Rapids West Catholic. Also, at last update, Grass Lake was leading 14-6 over Stockbridge. And those are the only two scores that I have right at the moment. Waiting to try to get a couple more scores here. But it looks like Hanover Horton leads Concord 17-6 at halftime.
I'll say that's got to be old. Concord beat Hanover Horton 36-20.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that was one day ago.
Yesterday,
sorry.
Yep.
So there you go.
No worries.
Those are the only two that I have right at the moment.
Yeah, scores slow to come in here on opening night. I think a lot of people engrossed in some local football games. What about, let's get some first half stats. What do you got for us, Jason?
Yeah, well, Michael Post for Ypsilanti was kind of the star defensive. He and Alonzo Jones-Holly had a ton of tackles in this one. Their touchdown, of course, Dontez Coleman had the huge play, 90-yard touchdown pass from Chris Taylor. You also had the big tailback with the second score. On the flip side of that for Jackson High, Kegel Johnson had a sack. Steven Uchendu had an interception early on in the game that led to a Micah Kretzinger touchdown. He's also got a sack in the game as well. He's kind of been, really, outside of Xavier Edwards, he's really been the star for Jackson High. Has been Micah Kretzinger. He's been very dynamic in this one. Kenyon Mulcahy has three tackles. Riley Culkin has three tackles as well. So very stout performance for Jackson High, despite the score. And really the standout on both sides of the football so far has been Micah Kretzinger.
Yeah, Jackson's going to need to come out and stick with the attack. Edwards, a couple, he's athletically gifted. He looked great running the ball in space.
Mm-hmm.
A couple mistakes, one that led to the turnover with the fumble on the pitch.
Yep.
And maybe just a couple minor ran the wrong way. In the moment, I'm not down on the field seeing what he saw, so maybe,
yeah.
That's minor. But he's been pretty dynamic. They're going to look for him to make some big plays. They're going to need to have him make some big plays to get back into this one. 14-6 our score at the half. We'll take a 2-minute break. We're going to bring you the MHSAA This Week in High School Sports segment, and we'll be back on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
K105.3 presents High School Football. That will conclude the halftime report. It's now time for the second half on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Floor covering and 14-6 our score. Jackson trailing at home against the Ypsilanti Grizzlies. We had a tie game with just over 24 seconds left in the game. They go on a huge 90-yard pass play.
Yeah.
And just you know, I was talking to Coach Crowley, Dan Crowley up here in the press box, and he said, the basketball coach, but we kind of agreed. The one thing he couldn't do on that play was let someone get behind you.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened. He had to get two steps on the nearest defender. The pass was on the money, yep. And he took it to the house.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a you couldn't have drawn up a more perfect throw.
Yeah, it was just he nailed it. They gave him time, which he hasn't had a lot of, and it was a perfect storm of terrible circumstances for the Jackson High defense on that one. So they trail, and they'll kick off to start the second half. They did. You're right. They did kick. My mistake,
yeah.
Jason.
And,
thank you.
We should have went with our out of town scoreboard here. Now, during halftime here, our out of town scoreboard halftime: Grass Lake Stockbridge. Grass Lake leads 34-12. Michigan Center leads Homer 21-0 at the half. Columbia Central leads Napoleon 17-0 at half. And for some reason, somebody thinks the Ithaca defense is old for high school kids. They trail Pawama Westphalia 21-0. I don't understand that comment.
They're all high school students, as far as I know.
Yeah, and he tweeted Ithaca defense showing its age. So I'm not really sure what that means when the oldest kid on the field is probably, what, 19, maybe?
I don't know if you can even...
I don't know if that's possible
I don't know if you're allowed to play if you were that old still in high school.
So, you know, you got a bunch of 18-year-old kids who are showing their age. What, they're fast and good?
Healthy, real short recovery times.
Yeah. Don't groan when they stand up. I don't know.
Their knees don't click when they walk across the kitchen. Oh, goodness, to be young again.
Oh.
And I'm not even that old.
I know, I'm not either.
12 minutes on the clock. We'll get the Vikings and the Grizzlies back out on the field. Edwards, Robertson, back to receive. No, it's we got another guy back there receiving, and that is Kyron Stitz.
Yeah.
We saw a little bit of him in the first half. We called his name.
Mm-hmm.
Out to kick for the Grizzlies of Ypsilanti.
Stitz had a big catch en route to the lone score for Jackson High. And that is Len Naylor, a name we've said quite a bit, kicking off here for Ypsilanti.
Kind of an all-purpose guy for the Grizzlies. And it's a low one. It'll bounce at the 25 into the hands of Kretzinger. And he starts to head to the left. Breaks a couple tackles. Cuts it upfield to the 40. And pulled down from behind at about the 43. And a real nice return for Kretzinger. Well blocked on the play.
Yeah, that was Jaden Bevier on the stop for Ypsilanti. And Kretzinger is one of those guys. He's a big kid, but he's got some sneaky speed, too.
Yeah, he's got some wheels. He's got a nice build. He reminds me of the guy from, remember that movie, The Replacements?
Yes.
That guy, the prisoner who was out and he had a fake name.
Yeah.
That's how he reminds me of, the big shoulder pads, but the nice quickness and athleticism. Bush on the field. Taking the snaps, Edwards behind him in the backfield. Three wide for the Vikings. Give this to Edwards. And he'll get about three on the first down play. Just a quick dive into the line over the 45. And we'll see where the spot goes. They got him marked over here as the 46-yard line. No, that pushed out to the 47.
Yeah, that was Alonzo Jones-Holly with the tackle for Ypsilanti.
Three wide receivers for the Vikings. Pistol formation with Edwards and Kretzinger in the backfield behind Bush. Takes the snap. Gives to Edwards again. Same kind of play. Just dives right off of that center. And he'll get it to the 50. That's going to bring up third down and about 3 yards for the Vikings.
3 yards and a cloud of dust here for Vikings on this drive.
Just underway here in the second half. 11:03 to go in the third quarter. Our third quarter is brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. We open drains, others can't.
Best story ever during Contractors Week. That one was my favorite.
Another snap to Bush, another give to Edwards. This time he's met at the 50. He dives forward. He'll get to about the 48-yard line into Grizzly territory, but he's going to be about a yard shy of the first down.
Looks like that was Dontez Coleman with the tackle.
And personnel change. Looks like they're going to get the punt unit out. Now here's a case where I think Jackson's been able to move the football well enough that I would expect them to go for it. And
yeah, it looks like they are
to get. Yeah. Well, I thought I saw Edwards slide out.
Yeah, he went and got a play and then came back on.
So yeah, Edwards, they got a tight formation. Edwards in the back. They are going to go for it. Robertson in motion. Snap goes to Edwards. He gives to Kretzinger.
And he's got
it. He's got the first down. Great job to move the line. Give credit to the offensive line there for Jackson. They got the push, and Kretzinger did the rest, hammered in there. And they're into Grizzly deep territory to the 46. First and 10, Jackson High Vikings with 9:50 on the clock in the third quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain.
Yeah, it looks like he was brought down by a den of Grizzlies, trademark Jackson Radio Works.
There's no way in the world we're the first ones to say that.
I hope not.
Bush will take the snap. Different, a little bit different look. Four wide with Edwards to his right. He does fake the handoff. Keeps.
Got it.
Nice run by Bush. He'll get over the 45 down to the 43. Might come back to the 44 a little bit. But that's another nice play. Jackson, pretty fast pace on the offense. Run, run, run. And they're hitting that same spot right in the middle. Great job blocking that just on the right side of that offensive line. They're getting him a hole every time. Second down and call 4 yards.
And that tackle by Justin Jelks, the senior linebacker, his first of the game. Getting involved here.
Second down, they're lined up. Bush at center. Ezekiel Edwards, or Xavier Edwards behind him. Fakes the handoff. Play action, rolling out the pass. Throws to Kretzinger. He was blanketed.
Yeah.
Still makes the catch and is able to fall forward for about a yard, maybe two, on the play. Dangerous pass into traffic there, but Kretzinger's a big target, and he makes the catch.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to get down to the 39 on that one. Third and three. Yeah, I don't know if that's the smartest. It looked like a broken play. Maybe your best bet, I know they picked up a couple of yards, but maybe just bomb that ball into the stands.
Yeah, there was a penetration by the defensive end on that play, and the rollout got shut down, but he still got the play away. Third and about three. Broken play there, Jason.
Yep.
Looking for some play action. The miscommunication there is the running back went to the opposite side from where Bush turned to hand off. He doesn't lose a ton. Actually, probably fell forward. He got about a yard, maybe a half a yard. So it's fourth and a manageable 2 yards for Jackson. And we'll see what they've got out of the play. I like the different formation looks. I like what they've been doing offensively here. Mm-hmm. I think they can get two.
Yeah, two should be an easy get for them. Except nobody knows what they're doing. They're all kind of throwing their hands up like, we don't know what you're talking about here, but they'll line up Bush under center.
7.5 to go here in the third, 14-6. Jackson trails, but they're on the move here. A fourth down play, big play. Bush fakes it, end around to Robertson. Cuts it up, Fields got the first down, and then breaks a tackle. Oh, his momentum carries him forward. He rolls down at the 20-yard line. Big play there for Robertson, though. Great job turning it upfield at just the right time. And if he doesn't get tripped up, I think he got it. Just touched his ankle. Sends him rolling forward. He might go to the house on that one, but it's plenty of room for the first down for the Vikings. They'll move it back. Call it the 22-yard line.
Yeah, if he would have been able to hurdle Travion McGee, he was the one who was on the ground, just barely tripped him up. If he'd have been able to clear him with a hurdle or something, because he was flat on its back and just kind of, you know, he had nowhere to go.
Viking staff made the right call on that one. Now they go empty backfield, five wide. Edwards goes in motion, fakes the give. Bush keeps, and he's able to grab about 4 yards on the carry inside the 20 and out of the 18-yard line.
Yeah, we've got a Jackson High player down. Looks like Isaiah Hallman kind of got his legs took out from under him, and looks like he's going to be all right.
Slow to get up, but he stays in the game. Bush gets the call from the sideline. All the Jackson players check their wrist playbook. Great pace here by the Jackson High offense.
Oh, yeah.
They've kept the Grizzlies on their heels this whole time. Two fourth down conversions already. Second down and six. Give it to Edwards. Off tackle. Spins and keeps dragging the big man. He's going to be close to a first down with the extra effort at the end of the play. Edwards does that spin at the end of his runs where he can feel himself starting to go down, and he spins, and he's able to fall forward, usually for an extra yard, maybe two. And that one's going to be just shy of the first down marker with third and one.
And it looks like Jaden Bevier was able to, is the defensive end that Edwards had on his back.
6 minutes, inside of 6 minutes now in the second quarter. Bush keeps on the third down play. He's going to have the first down right at the 10-yard line. And the Vikings move the chain one more time. They possessed already for six-plus minutes here in the second half. And this drive has been impressive. They've just continued to slam with the run. The one pass play got him a little bit of motion, but it's been Edwards and Bush on the carries. A nice end-around play for Dakota Robertson, using their weapons efficiently. And now they go with the pistol formation with Edwards and Kretzinger behind Bush. Takes the snap, gives to Edwards. Jukes at the line. Almost stopped at the 10. Great move. Slides to his right and falls forward to the 5. Second down and goal from the 5-yard line for the Vikings.
Yeah, excellent second effort there for Edwards to get forward and get the significant positive yardage. And that looked like Charles Johnson in on that stop. Might have been Alonzo Jones Holly. These numbers are hard to read.
Bush now in the shotgun. He's got three to his right. Edwards was in the backfield with him. Now he moves over to a wing spot. Now he goes in motion. Give is to Edwards. Gets to the outside. Jumps the field. He's got the end zone.
Touchdown.
Touchdown. Exeter Edwards. And Jackson with a full 7 minutes on that drive.
Great drive.
They carry it downfield. 14-12. They trail by two. They'll look for the conversion here and a chance to tie up this football game.
Quick score update. Clinton leads Manchester 34-14 at the half.
Clinton's got a solid program.
Yes, they do.
So does Manchester. After all these years. Vikings line up for the two-point conversion. Bush in the shotgun. Edwards behind him. Three wide receivers and a wing is Kretzinger. Fakes the give to Edwards. Robertson on that end around. He's going to walk it into the end zone. Touch. Well, two-point conversion here for the Vikings. And we're tied at 14. Let's take a one-minute break and get back with more Football Frenzy on K105.3.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
See Boyle, Jason Smith at Tony Dungy Field at Withington Stadium. 14-14 tie with 4:55 to go third quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Jackson High with the pop-up kick that's going to bounce at the 30s. Comes back, and Jackson had a chance at it for a moment. The Grizzlies dive on it. Jaden Bevier probably just saved that possession.
Yeah, it looked like everybody was kind of anticipating on the bounce it was going to go out of bounds or something.
Uh-huh.
So everybody was just kind of standing around watching it and then realized that there's a Jackson High player standing between the ball and the sideline, so somebody had to fall on it, and Devier right place at the right time to save that possession.
Yeah, Quentin Smith put it right into a dead spot where there were no receivers, and then it bounced backwards toward the Jackson player, and it was touch and go there on who was going to come up with it. The Grizzlies do keep it. They'll take their first possession of the second half. Two wide receivers for Taylor, two in the backfield, handoff, and we got a flag on the field. Run, push to the outside, and he slinks forward over the 35, almost to the 40-yard line. On the carry is Michael Berryhill.
Yeah, and that flag, that laundry is in the area of a false start, illegal formation type situation. Let's see what the call is here.
They're walking it off against the Grizzlies, a false start. Legal procedure penalty against the Grizzlies on what would have been a 5-yard gain. The set turns into about a 5-yard loss. First and 15. for Ypsilanti. We're tied at 14, 4:49 to go in our third quarter clock. Jackson did exactly what they needed to do, come out on that first possession, Jason. Answered the score, seized back the momentum, and now they're going to need more of that defensive penetration.
And they ate a ton of clock, too, which is also helpful.
Low snap. Taylor picks it up, throws, dropped. He had it in his hands. I think he started to know, he was going to have to make a quick move, and he maybe went a moment too soon.
Yeah, that looks like Len Naylor, the all-purpose player for Ypsilanti, wide receiver, punter, defensive back, linebacker. He's kind of been everywhere. Yeah. He's also listed as a quarterback.
Chris Taylor put it in his bread box. Couldn't reel it in. Second down at 15 for the Grizzlies from their own 28-yard line. Clouds breaking up a little bit here over the field. It's a beautiful night down in Jackson, Michigan.
Yeah.
Great night for football. The Vikings have tied it up. We've been treated to a great game here for week one of the football frenzy. Out of the shotgun. Gives to Barry Hill. He tries to get to the left sideline. Great job by the Vikings defense to stretch that play out, force him out of bounds, and he's actually probably going to lose a yard there. Make it third and about 16.
Now you see that score got the offense energized, and now they have converted this poor first play that was negated due to a penalty, and they're using that momentum, and you can see now the Jackson High defense really starting to get amped up.
Third down. Long here for the Grizzlies. And again, the defensive backs for Jackson need to make sure nobody can get behind him. We've seen they have that big play capability, and Taylor's got an arm. He's got four wide receivers, one in motion. They turn it upfield. He's got time to throw. He's looking deep. In between two Jackson defenders, they can't pick off the pass, but they do knock it down. It's going to bring up a fourth down punting situation for the Grizzlies.
And that's going to take Micah Kretzinger off the field.
His helmet popped off. He'll go to the sideline.
Yep. By rule in the MHSAA, if your equipment becomes defective, i.e. your helmet comes off, you have to come out for at least one down.
Fourth down spot at the 27-yard line. And the punting team out sends Robertson back to return.
Looks like they learned their lesson from that first punt. Bad snap.
Bad snap, and they're going to pull him down all the way back to the 15-yard line. Couple of punts for the Grizzlies tonight and have ended in error. One blocked, and now that one, a bad snap. Great field position now for the Vikings, and they'll spot that all the way back. They're putting it on the 13, Jason. I thought that was...
Yeah.
No, they move it up. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a little generous.
That was real generous because I thought it was clear that he, after the tackle, they had rolled him back another 3 or 4 yards.
Yeah, and a horde of Vikings brought him down. I couldn't see who made first contact. But it looks like Benoit Richards maybe was the one who made the hit originally.
So they do spot it at the 17. Jackson comes out in that double pistol. Three wide receivers. Robertson's off to the left. Edwards and Kretzinger behind Bush. He gives to Edwards. No, he keeps. He's got the option out to Kretzinger. He pitches it. Turns it upfield. And the dive over the 10-yard line. Down to the 8 for Kretzinger. Well executed by the Jackson High Vikings. A great pitch by Bush at the exact right time.
Yeah, now you're starting to see leaning on Xavier Edwards pay off, is now they can run that fake to him. The defense is going to key in on him, and now you have options with Bush, who can turn it up and run or pitch it out to Kretzinger. You've also got Robertson that you can go to. So that focus on Edwards is really, really starting to, you're starting to see the dividends of that now.
Second and 2, the Vikings with Bush out there directing traffic. Empty backfield. Edwards will go in motion, and they'll fake to get. Bush keeps, and he's down inside the 5 to the 4-yard line. First down for the Vikings and goal to go. With 2:50 to go third quarter, we're tied at 14. Jackson looking to go back ahead.
Yeah, it looks like Donald Bishop on the stop there again for the Grizzlies.
All Jackson here in the third quarter. That Grizzlies possession must have only lasted about a minute. They're going to come close to possessing the ball for about 11 minutes of this third quarter, it looks like.
Yeah.
Depending on how quickly they get into the end zone, as long as they have made mistakes here in this position in the game so far. They'll get a tight formation. A very different look here with Edwards in the shotgun. Robertson in motion. There's the snap. Edwards gives Kretzinger. Pulled down around his neck and his helmet pops off again. He's down to the 3-yard line.
And that is Donald Bishop on the tackle.
So two Vikings players with helmets off on the field right now. It looks like they got the trainer out for Kretzinger. And I wouldn't be shocked if he hurt his neck on that play the way he was yanked down around his neck.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like concussion protocol maybe as well. Or bleed. Something.
Looks like maybe, yeah, it could be a bloody nose.
Yep, it looks like they've got the cotton out there. It looked like maybe they were shining a light on him, but he's going to take care of a cut.
Kretzinger, and that's real terrible timing for Jackson. He's their big guy.
Yeah.
He's their slam back here in close yardage. Second and goal from the 3.5. So Bush is empty backfield. Edwards goes in motion. Bush gives to Edwards. He's going to race to the sideline, but not going to make it. And a nice solo tackle on that play.
Yeah, that is Michael Post.
Post has been a nice player for Ipsy tonight. So third down and goal. That pushes them back to the 7-yard line with a minute 37 to go here in the third quarter. Tied at 14. Back and forth momentum shifts in this game. Kretzinger still being worked on the sideline. And it looks like maybe it was just a bloody nose, Jason.
Yeah, some kind of cut somewhere.
Shotgun Bush. Edwards behind him. Four wide receivers. Bush back to pass. Rolling to the right. Into the end zone. Looks like it's caught. We'll see what the signal is. Touchdown, Jackson. It looked like he had it.
Wow.
It's in the far corner. Bush had to fire it in, and he put it out of line. Great hands in the corner. And can we get a number on that masked man? Quentin Smith, it looks like making the catch. A touchdown for the Vikings.
Number 18, Quentin Smith. Got a hobbled Jackson High player coming off. That looks like Dakota Robertson hobbling off the field there. That's hopefully he can get back on the field quick.
Yeah, he looked like, he was gingerly on that ankle when he was back to return the punt, but it looked like he was going to be comfortable, and it looks like he tweaked it. Maybe a cramp, Jason. The way you could see her stretching him out right now. The trainer on the sideline. And the Vikings will try for the extra point kick. Teed up. The kick is up, and it's through.
Good.
And Jackson High moves in front 21-14 with 1:07 to go in the third quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Let's take a one-minute break and back with more Football Frenzy on
K105.3. Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith. Ball teed up at the 40. Jackson to kick off. Leading 21-14, and there's another pop-up. They're going to go right in that spot they went last time. Mishandled. Jackson's got a shot, and it just squeaked loose at the end of the play, and it looks like the Grizzlies got it. Ypsilanti having a tough time handling that pop-up kick, and Jackson is streaking to the football. Almost got it now two times in a row. The Grizzlies will take possession at their own 30-yard line. First and 10, 105 to go here in the third. 21-14 Jackson lead, and two scores here in the third quarter. Just they've dominated time of possession.
Oh, yeah.
A couple fourth down conversions, a nice pass on third and 7 Jackson firing on all cylinders here against Ypsilanti. The Grizzlies come out with four wide. One in the backfield is Berryhill for Chris Taylor, the sophomore quarterback, and a hard count draws a Jackson defender off sides.
Yeah, he bit hard and he knew it too. And that was, looks like Malachi Kretzinger jumping offside.
The way that Jackson has been in the backfield so often, you knew they were timing out the count, and at some point they'd probably get caught on it, but I think they still need to pin those ears back and keep that pressure on Taylor in the backfield.
Oh, absolutely.
Because given time, he's been able to get some throws out there. Runner motion. This time they hand off a delayed handoff to Berryhill. He's weaving his way through the defense, breaks a couple tackles. He's going to have a first down. Gets seven on the play to the 42-yard line. First and 10.
Kretzinger back off the field again. I don't know if his helmet came off again or what, but
where's the equipment guy to get him a new chin strap or a better one? So the Vikings defense sets back up. I'm going to put that at the 43-yard line, first and 10. Four wide receivers again for Chris Taylor. Berryhill in the backfield. A movement on the line for the Grizzlies, so they'll give back that 5 yards they gained on the offside penalty and set them up for first and 15. With 36.3 to go third quarter, 21-14 Jackson High lead as the rest of the light fades from our sky. The natural light, the artificial light's doing the job here. Beautiful night for football in Jackson, Michigan. 33 seconds as the clock starts. They're going to have to hustle if they want to get a couple plays off here in the third quarter. Taylor in the shotgun with four wide. A little low snap, but he is going to throw. And on the slant play, he gunned it. Beyond the outstretched hands of the receiver, incomplete. Clock stops at 19.6.
Trying to hit Travion McGee on the slant play. If he had been accurate, he might have had something there, maybe a first down, but he probably didn't need to throw it through a brick wall there.
The receiver was open, and he had some room to run if the pass hits him in stride.
And I believe Mike Kretzinger is back on the field.
Trying to lay eyes on Dakota Robertson, too. Get a status. I see him with his helmet off on the sideline. He's not being stretched out right now, so maybe they got rid of the cramp. He does still look. You can see him a little ginger, but I think he's going to get in there when the offense does indeed take the field again for Jackson High. So we get another illegal procedure penalty there against the Grizzlies. So they're now at second down and 20 yards. 10 yards beyond the original line of scrimmage.
Last time they were this far back, they had a nice completion.
Been a pretty penalty-free game most of the way here until this possession. Now we've got one against Jackson, two against Ipsy.
Yeah, Ipsy's had a couple false start illegal formation plays that have just been a little bit sloppy offensively. There was a face mask call as well mixed in there that saved Jackson High's drive. But Jackson's played pretty clean.
Receiver in motion. Taylor throws the bubble screen out. Makes a juke move up the left sideline. We'll see where he stepped out. They're going to get him at the 42, which will still leave him shy of the original line of scrimmage, but give him a little more work to work with here in third down and long.
Third and 11, it looks like.
21-14, Jackson in front, 14.6. These last 25 seconds or so of the third quarter are taking ages.
I'm sure if you're Jackson High, though, you're going to take that, considering the last time there was 24 seconds on the clock, he got burned for a 90-yarder.
So they go four wide, third and 11. Taylor in the backfield. It looks like Barry Hill flanking him to his left. And he's back to pass. A lot of time. Now he's getting some pressure. He flings it. And...
Oh! And a catch!
Wow!
He's on the run! Down to the 5, to the 4, to the 3-yard line!
Wow! One-on-one jump ball. And the Grizzly receiver went up and grabbed it with one hand.
That is Daryl Lucas with the catch. Impressive. Good leaping ability. High-pointed the ball. One-handed, no less. And he reeled it in.
Impressive catch. So again, when it looks like...
And there's a penalty to boot.
When it looks like the Grizzlies have nothing to work with, they steal a big play out of nowhere.
I missed the call on the laundry. I think it was roughing the passer. He was kind of wrapped up as the ball got let go, and I think he was just finishing the tackle, but they're going to call that roughing anyway. Half the distance to the goal.
The 2-yard line. Grizzlies with their best field position of the game. Have they been this deep yet? Close.
No,
they were close.
I think they were at the 5 when they put it in last time.
Well, the first time?
Or the first time, yeah.
The last time was the 90 yards.
Yeah.
90 plus yards. Time ticks off on the third quarter clock. 21-14, Jackson leads, but Ypsilanti on the 2-yard line with a chance to tie it up. We'll take a 1-minute break. Back with more Football Frenzy on K105.3.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith will switch ends of the field. First and goal from the 2-yard line for the Ipsy Grizzlies, trailing 21-14 to Jackson High. Fourth quarter in this one is brought to you by Airflow Heating, providing first-class heating and cooling services since 1952. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was. 30 years before I was born.
Yeah. Greg O'Connor was in his late 30s.
I was going to say, just turning 40, wasn't he?
Three wide for Taylor. Spread formation. Excuse me, two wide. Spread formation, two in the backfield. Shotgun for Taylor. Barry Hill behind him. Takes the handoff. Dives forward. Looked like he had it in the end zone for a moment, but there was contact. He got brought down right around the one. No one's signaling touchdown. They're going to put him on like the one-inch line.
Yeah. Brought down by a horde of Vikings.
Second and less than a yard here for the Grizzlies, and it's been a back-and-forth momentum game, and it looks like it might be Ypsilanti's turn. 11:25 to go in this tilt. Out-of-town scoreboard had a 28-12 game now. Lumen Christi and Grand Rapids West Catholic getting a little interesting after three. Taylor hands off to Barry Hill again. This time he walks through the line. It's not Barry Hill.
No, that
switched
is
it up 14. On us.
Yeah, that was number 14 on your programs, which I believe is Zyshawn Hall. He's the only one that doesn't have a number
not
listed.
A number.
And 14 is the only number we don't have. So putting two and two together, that's Zyshawn Hall. It is now, anyway. And touchdown.
We'll reserve the right to change that call. Whoever it is, they're back in there again on the two-point try. Chance to go ahead here for the Grizzlies. He's got a race to the sideline. Turns it upfield. He's going to come up shy. Big stop by the Vikings to keep the lead 21-20. That was just speed against speed.
Yes, it was.
And Jackson won that one. Nice stop on the outside. And are we going to give credit on that tackle to Zion Hardrick?
Yes, we are. First time we've mentioned Zion's name today. Six-foot-four, 200-pound senior linebacker.
So we'll line him up for the kickoff. We've got a game here, 21-20, 11-11. The clock stops here in the fourth quarter on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. Congrats to everybody who got qualified for that Art Main Chevrolet 2019 Equinox. That is a sweet piece of machinery. A free 2-year lease on a car. You can't turn it down. You got to come out. We get 10 qualifiers at every location. We've got other prizes. I think we had a couple $50 gift cards for our winners tonight. That's pretty sweet. You're going out to a football game for fun, and all of a sudden you walk away with $50 and a chance to win a car. Where else is that happening? Nowhere.
Nowhere.
I'll answer that for you. Nowhere but the K105.3 Football Frenzy. Next week we'll find us on a Thursday night at Hanover Horton.
That's right. I'm excited.
I love to get out there.
We've done a home game at Hanover.
It's
for football.
We haven't.
I have. Yeah.
And it was miserable. I don't think we're going to be in for the blizzard conditions we had out there that night. That was a really good Hanover Horton team a few years ago.
Yeah.
And, blizzard's not the right. It was like an ice storm.
Okay, yep.
And we were not in the press box.
Oh.
We were in the stands. We had a little pop-up tent.
Oh, no.
And a miserable weather, but it ended up being a fun football game, honestly. I'm glad I have the story to tell. As the kickoff rolls at the 20, picked up and burst of speed into the line. We'll get to the 35, fighting for every inch out there to the 37-yard line before he's brought down. And that's Kretzinger on the carry.
His helmet stayed on.
And his helmet is still on.
Hey, all right.
That worked out well for Jackson.
Yeah, and as Jackson High has shown, they can eat up massive chunks of clock here. So 11:03 seems like a lot of time, but with the way Jackson High has controlled the football on the ground, they really can take advantage of this and eat off a massive chunk of clock here.
Just like to keep it moving. And this, here in the third quarter, their best has been with Bush in there as quarterback.
Yep.
We saw him have success in the first half with Edwards running that kind of wildcat. But in the second half, it's worked best with Bush back there. He's in now. Gives to Edwards, who bangs in the line over the 40 to the 45. He's going to get brought down to 47. A big run on first down for Edwards. Give him 9.5.
Yeah, big-time run there for Edwards. Len Naylor finally bringing him down in the secondary. And looks like he's grabbing his hand a little bit, is Edwards.
So maybe he jammed a finger. That's what you hope, and it's not a break or something.
Yeah. And that will prompt Kyron Stitz to come into the game, taking his spot.
So we've seen Edwards, Robertson, and Kretzinger all go out with some minor injuries. Bush fakes to Robertson. Now he's going the end around. Shifts it out to
big stiff arm.
Stiff arm Kretzinger. That's a nice play when they run that. They do the kind of option on the dive, and then the rollout and the option to the outside. That's worked a couple times for him. Gets him the first down on this one, right at the 50-yard line for Jackson. First and 10.
Yeah.
Clock at 10:14.
Now, would you call that the that's more of a triple option type play?
Kind of, yeah. You just love that.
Mm-hmm. It's working. If it ain't broke.
Robertson now takes his position behind Bush in the shotgun. Four wide receivers. Bush gives to Robertson. Shifts to the right. Now he's racing to the sideline. Turns upfield at the 50. 40. Turns it back up. And he loses his footing on the cut, but not before he gets another first down for Jackson and puts him at the 37-yard line in Grizzly territory.
He's going to need some training wheels or something, man, because every time he cuts, he falls over. And, in hockey, they tell you, trust your edges, but with with Robertson, his edges are letting him down in this game.
And, you know, he's still, we know he had a cramp. You can tell he's still not fully mobile out there.
Yeah.
But a great run nonetheless, first and 10 for the Vikings with now 9:49 on the fourth quarter clock. Stitz in motion, fakes to get Bush, runs into the middle, dives for a couple yards. He stopped at the 35. Second down and 8 for Jackson.
It was Donald Bishop with the tackle. Man, those numbers are tough.
I've almost given up. I'm trying to recognize them by, like,
body
posture.
Type. Yeah. And Bush directing traffic down here in the pistol. Kretzinger to his left.
Stitz in motion. The gives to Robertson. He's met right at the line of scrimmage, and they'll bring him down. No gain. Third down and 8 for Jackson High. And see if we can put eyes on Edwards. Down at the end of the bench, it looks like he's all right, and he's going to go grab his helmet and try to get back into this game. And he runs right out on the field. They're ready to go with Edwards back in the game. That'll send Stitz to the sideline.
Doesn't look like he's got any new and any additional tape on the finger, so it might have just been, like you mentioned, just a jam. So now this offense on 3rd and 8 gets a shot in the arm with Edwards back in the game.
4 wide, Edwards behind Bush in the shotgun pistol formation. Bush with the hard count on 3rd and 8. Pitches out to Edwards. He's trying to race the sideline. Turns it up. He's going to be close to the sticks.
Got it.
Takes a sidestep. Leans forward. Brought down at the 25. 1st and 10 for Jackson.
Zyshawn Hall with the tackle.
Just about any time you think Edwards is down, you can almost just take where he's hit, tack on 2.
Yeah.
Because he's able to grab an extra 2 yards when he goes down.
Yeah, I thought for sure they had him wrapped up, and then all of a sudden he leans to the left a little bit, and he's got another 3 or 4 yards. And I don't know how that kid does it. He's fantastic to watch.
2 in the backfield now with Bush. Gives to Edwards, dives into the line. Drags a guy for about 3 yards. Close to another first down. He's going to be short by about 2. But another nice run by Edwards. And again, Jason, like you mentioned, Jackson moving the sticks, eating up clock. We're down to 7.5 to go in this one. They already lead by 1.
Man, I've been impressed with Edwards. He's 5'11", 190. His ability to drag those big guys on the defensive line another 2-3 yards before they can bring him down.
Bush out of the shotgun now. Gives to Edwards. No, keeps. They had that triple option going again, Jason, and he made the right move. Just dives forward. He's going to get about a half a yard. It'll bring up 3rd and short again for Jackson. But he had a guy out. Could have tried to pitch out to him, but that would put him in some danger. A lot of traffic out there this time. So the right call by Bush to just kind of get what he could get and live to play another down.
Yeah, good heads-up play there. Didn't waste the pitch. He saw that the pitch was covered. The first option, the give on the dive, that was sniffed out as well. Good call.
Bush again, now 3rd and 2. Keeps, and this time he's got the first down. Good decision-making there again. Bush gets about 4 yards on the play, and it's a 1st and 10. For the Vikings from the Grizzlies' 13-yard line.
Jaden Bevier with the stop there.
Bush getting the call from the sideline. And then everybody checks their wrists.
It'll be about 6 minutes to go here, so five minutes plus that Jackson High has eaten off the clock in this drive.
They're not going to leave the Grizzlies with much to work with. Nice spin move by Edwards. Stays on his feet over the 5, down to the 4-yard line.
How does this kid do it?
He was hit and just rolled away from it and able to rumble ahead for another 5 yards. Inside the 5 now, 2nd down and 1. So they can get a 1st down without scoring. Yeah, as they continue to let the clock run, 5:35, and now we'll get a timeout on the field.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on the handoff and second and short. Edwards is stopped for a loss. He's going to lose about three on the play. It's going to make it third and 4 yards for Jackson High.
And they're burning off pretty close to 30 to 45 seconds per play. And even if they don't come away with points here, Ipsy's not going to have a whole lot of time.
They've shown quick strike capability. Bush fakes the handoff. He's going to get the first down short of the goal line. But that might even be better for Jackson.
Yeah.
They'll be able to eat off more clock. They have four tries from there. 4:50 left on your game clock here at Jackson High in the fourth quarter. Brought to you by Airflow Heating.
And looks like Bush is going to come off the field. So that'll mean Edwards is going to start taking some snaps.
Yeah, in these short yardage situations, you've seen where they like to have Edwards and give him that wildcat look.
Yep. So they have Kretzinger behind him. Robertson, who normally is sort of lined up in a wing, is going to be out wide. He's going to go under center now.
And now he tries to dive under the pile. Was it maybe a poor exchange? Would the ball go loose, or did he really try to crawl under the pile there?
Yeah, it looks like there's a dog pile there for the football.
The Grizzlies are signaling that they've got it. The officials haven't said anything.
Oh, we've got an injured player down as well. Oh, he's going to pop up.
It was Edwards again, and it looks like maybe he's favoring that hand again. So he's going to hustle off the field. Waiting for a signal on possession from the officials because the Grizzlies are still signaling that they got the ball on a fumble. Maybe poor exchange from the center to Edwards.
Very interesting timing for Jackson High to now start going under center. Haven't done it all game. And you do it at the goal line in a one-point game with 4 minutes to go. And it's going to be second down for the Vikings.
They keep possession. The Grizzlies were sure they had gotten the football. It's a second and goal from the two. Jackson High retains possession. 4:04 as the clock ticks away. 21-20 they lead.
Jackson High wisely in no hurry to get this play off.
Now under 4 minutes. Robertson in motion. The gives to Kretzinger.
He's in.
And he dances into the end zone. It's a touchdown for the Vikings. A great possession. They eat a ton of clock. They get into the end zone. 27-20 they lead. With the conversion, they can go ahead. If they kick it, they're up by eight. And the best the Grizzlies can do on one possession is tie it.
Yeah,
if
it looks
they
like they're
gonna kick. To me, that's the wise move here.
Absolutely.
We've seen that he's got the leg to do it. He kicked an extra point. It's been a fun one, Jason, to go back and forth.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a really, really fun game to watch. Some big electric plays, some dynamite ball possession from Jackson High, and they've shown that they can hang in this league.
So far, so good for the Vikings.
Bad snap,
and they're not going to convert. Still on his feet, but he keeps going backwards. And finally pulled down at the 22. Jackson will fail the conversion. 27-20 with 3:47 to go. Let's take 30 seconds. We'll be back with the kickoff on K105.3.
You've got a diesel engine. You love your diesel engine. The way it sounds, the way it handles, and the way it looks in your driveway. You know who loves your diesel as much as you do? The crew at Watson Diesel Service Company on Thorez Drive right here in Jackson, or online anytime at WatsonDieselService.com. They'll baby your diesel like you do when it needs service. Watson Diesel Service, WatsonDieselService.com. They love your diesel.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Casey Boyle, Jason Smith, 3:47 to go. It's a 27-20 Jackson High lead. But the Grizzlies have shown, Jason, big play capability. They don't need a ton of time. Jackson's going to have to watch their back seriously on the deep pass. This isn't over by a stretch.
Yeah, you can't hang back and play prevent defense because the only thing that does is prevent you from winning. So you've got to play strong defense. Just do what you've always done. Just attack the line quickly with a lot of speed. Disrupt the flow for the quarterback in Chris Taylor, and you'll be in good shape here. Also, third touchdown of the night from Nick Thomas, 34-12, Lumen leads.
4 minutes left in that tilt. Kickoff is popped up to the left at about the 40. Is going to bounce.
Big hit.
What a hit.
Wow.
Laid the lumber,
whoa,
and that's going to be a flag.
Yeah, I don't
know. And I don't know if that's, we heard about it at the half, Jason, the defenseless player rule. I don't know if that's going to factor in there and be 15 yards. It was certainly a crushing blow.
It was a big hit, but it looked clean. The head was up. The player had the football and was prepared to run. If that's a defenseless player penalty, man, I don't know. Might as well put flags on him and let them run around.
They're still discussing it. We don't know exactly if they're going to make a call or not or what it is.
They're going to walk it off, yeah.
They're going to push the J-High players back. So it looks like they might tack on 15 yards.
They certainly are.
Be helpful for Ipsy. Ypsilanti Grizzlies here trailing 27-20 with 3:46 on the clock. And they're going to give them 15.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's... I don't know. I get needing to protect players, but... It was a clean hit. The guy had the football. He didn't look defenseless.
Yeah, it's not as though it was. He didn't lead with the helmet or do anything that looked dangerous.
Yeah.
He just laid the lumber on a kid. Yeah. So Ipsy will start the possession on the Jackson High 48-yard line. They come out with that familiar set. We saw a lot in their last drive where they go with the four wide and Taylor in the backfield with Barry Hill. Shotgun formation.
Their speed back.
Back to pass. Got time. He wings it out. And nearly picked off. It comes a diving receiver. Goes off his hands. Nearly picked off. Falls incomplete. And look at that player writhing on the field with a back injury. That's a Grizzly.
Yeah, that is Len Naylor, their all-purpose.
Mr. Everything for the offense and defense here. And he's on his knees, leaning forward, kind of that downward dog yoga position.
Yeah.
Back looked like what hurt. He gets to his feet with his own power. Now he's going to kneel back down. I think the trainer wants to check him out before they help him off the field. Confident that he's all right, and he's actually jogging off.
That's a good sign.
Under his own power.
Might have just tweaked the back a little bit. It happens. It's more
it
to us old
to me
folks.
If I sleep wrong. Yeah.
I did. I think I tweaked my back getting up from a chair this morning.
I'm in that boat before. Ever drop something on the floor in the car, and you try to reach down and get it? That always gets me.
I don't
me.
Even bother. yep, it's there for good now.
Second and 10 from the Jackson High 48. Ypsilanti trailing by 7 with 3:40 on our game clock. Four wide, three of them split left for sophomore quarterback Chris Taylor out of the shotgun back there with Barry Hill. He's back to pass again. Got time, he wings it. One-on-one coverage on the sideline. That one's out of bounds by about 6 yards. Bounces off the track. and to make it third and 10.
Yeah, and if that ball was catchable, that might have had a claim at pass interference there against Jackson, but the official right on top of that play said the ball was uncatchable.
I'm not going to question the play calling a ton, Jason.
They've had
success on the deep pass throughout this game, but I guess I would have looked for them to maybe get themselves into a position where they had a manageable third down before they started taking shots at the end zone with still a 3.5.
Yeah.
Now they're kind of in a scenario where the long pass is their weapon. Third and 10.
Xavier Edwards in at corner.
Three wide now to Taylor's right, which is the narrow side of the field. Now they go in motion. Offsides, that flag's going to come out. You could see him. The snap was slow. They do complete the pass. He's going to come short of the sticks at the 39 as he goes down, but it's going to be illegal procedures. The receiver took off too early before the snap.
It was almost a Canadian Football League type of motion play where he just never broke stride from his motion and off he went.
They do that in the Arena League where the guy lines up
15 yards back
and then gets into full sprint before the snap. So an illegal motion penalty is what they'll call against Ypsilanti. Moving back 5 yards to make a third down and 15 for the Grizzlies. 3:28. They've only used about 12 seconds. That 15. I think they got it with 3:43.
Yeah, they're moving in the wrong direction though.
And they're moving backwards now. 3:28 to go. 7-point deficit. But again, back against the wall, they've answered a couple different times here. The Grizzlies. Can't relax.
Had that 3rd and 20 deep ball that led to a score. You had the long 90-yard play.
Trips receivers right for Taylor. 15 yards to the sticks. Back quick pass this time. Short pass, but he's got some room to run. He's over the 45, down to about the 43 before he's brought to a halt. And that's going to make it 4th and about 6.
Not ideal, but manageable.
Yeah, gets them to a spot where they've got some room to work. The first down marker doesn't look so far away. Clock is running now, under 3 minutes here in the fourth quarter for Airflow Heating. Stay tuned following the game for our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game.
Xavier Edwards still out there at corner, trying to neutralize that speed threat.
4 wide now. Back to pass. Taylor up near the sticks, and he dropped it in his hands. The first down marker was his neighbor. He can't hold on. And it looks like, is that
Travion McGee.
Travion McGee with the drop. So with 2:38, you don't stick a fork in him yet. Jackson's got some work to do.
Yeah, there's a lot of time. Ypsilanti still has 2 timeouts left. They're going to need 1, maybe 2 first downs to really put this game into a position where they can shut it down. You take a knee and call it a night.
Defense huddled up on the sideline. They get onto the field. Jackson being a little more instructive in their huddle. Coach Farley looking to get his first win in the new SEC conference here for Jackson. 2:38 on our game clock. A 7-point lead for the Vikings.
If Jackson High can come away with a win here, I think he's got to buy his coordinators a pony or something, because this was a very well-called game for Jackson High.
Edwards goes out to take the snap. Bush on the sideline. Edwards fakes the handoff, keeps it. On the run, spins ahead, gets about 4 on the carry. More importantly, the clock starts running, and Jackson holds on to possession.
No timeout yet. Travion McGee with the tackle.
Still two timeouts left for Ypsilanti. Time taken down now, 2:04. Spread formation. Robertson in the backfield with Xavier Edwards. Edwards, high snap. He's able to reel it in, and he goes down. But it looks like the ball's maybe loose, and the Grizzlies signaling that they have it. I thought Edwards had it, went to the ground. I thought he was down with possession.
And they're signaling third down.
Signaling third down. That's the right call.
Yeah.
If that ball came loose, it came loose after they got to the ground.
And now we'll get a timeout from the Ypsilanti sideline.
Minute 38 to go. We'll keep it here on the broadcast and say thank you to some of our sponsors on this game, and they'll be around with us for most of this high school football frenzy season. How about Jackson Area Subways? We know we love...
Oh, yeah.
We love the food over there, and it's nice we got that location right by the radio station.
Yes, we do.
So you get a little chance to get away for lunch. Great to get down there and get that meatball marinara. You know what I've liked lately? I like to get the flatbread.
Yep.
With the steak and cheese.
Dude, that's one of my favorites. Love it. Love it. Southwest sauce. You got to get the Southwest sauce.
I'm not a sauce kind of guy, but.
Oh, you got to put the Southwest sauce on it. So good.
You might talk me into it. Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center on the broadcast. Civil War Muster this weekend in Jackson. Tomorrow morning, I'll be live over there on the Power Cow. But that event doesn't go down without Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
That's right. Amazing them with your radio transmissions. Ooh. the reenactors are going to be wowed.
And they do, like, you try to interview them, and they'll go, what's this thing? What's this thing I'm talking about? Third down play.
End around.
End around for Robertson. He comes all the way back across the field. Now or the 50.
Oh, he's got a
sideline. He might put this one away. Tries to cut it back in. Goes out of bounds now at the 21, but a huge play at third down for Dakota Robertson. Trying to seal this one for the Vikings with 1:26 on the clock. He goes out of bounds.
Yeah, was trying hard not to get out there, but the defensive players over there wisely just kind of shoved him out.
It's a final now. Lumen Christi gets the win 34-12 over Grand Rapids West Catholic.
Big win for them.
They start their defense of the Division VI state championship with a win in week one. They're headed to Western next week on a Thursday night. And then Jackson plays Friday next week. Both of those games will be on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Grass Lake all over Stockbridge, 47-12 after three. Bush in the game. Gives to Edwards. Got a seam. Fumble. And that's going to be recovered.
It's picked up at the four. The Grizzlies will get it back.
And that is Ipsy ball at the four with a minute 19 to play. Edwards had a seam. Ball popped out at the last moment.
So this is an interesting wrinkle to throw us here with 1:19 to go. A 7-point lead for Jackson. And inside their own 5-yard line, but evidence has told us they're dangerous down here. You can't rest on this Ypsilanti team. As impotent as their offense has seemed at times, the big play is always a threat from them.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. And you see Xavier Edwards out there at the to try to neutralize that speed threat. Out wide, he's going to line up against, looks like Travion McGee. That'll put Stitt over on the other side.
Taylor standing on the 4-yard line, takes the snap back into his own end zone. He's got some pressure, eludes it, and now it's tipped from behind. Hell fumble! Jackson back on the football!
Wow.
What a quick chain of events here. Set us up with a Jackson football inside the 5-yard line with a minute 12 to go.
Big recovery down there on the fumble. Trying to see which Viking that was as he makes his way down to the coaching staff and the bench. That was... looks like Mickey O'Dowd.
Excellent job on the penetration with the defense for Jackson High, forcing Taylor out of the pocket. And he went to throw on the run, takes his arm back, defenders there, knocks it loose.
Always a dangerous play.
I was curious to see what he was going to do with that cannon arm he's shown off a couple times, throwing on the run. Jackson didn't allow it, though. Great job by the defense to collapse and then pursue.
Yeah.
Because that comes from behind. Easy to get beat because he did beat those defenders.
Yep.
Got himself out of the end zone looking to throw, and that pursuit was just there. And he reached his arm back to grab everything he could to heave that football, and he reached back a little too far. Ball knocked away. Jackson recovers. Now with a minute 12. They'll try to avoid another fumble and turnover here inside the 5-yard line.
You see Xavier Edwards standing on the 20 to make sure, just in case if there's a fumble, somebody's back deep that can track him down.
Victory formation takes a knee. One timeout left for the Grizzlies. But they'll let the clock tick. And it looks like Jackson's going to leave here with an opening game victory. A little drama there at the end, a little something extra to keep you tuned in here. Now you'll have to stay tuned in for the post game.
Yeah.
And our player of the game for Jackson Area Subway Restaurants. So glad to have them on board for the broadcast. Talk about all the great people. Jackson Public Schools, one of our sponsors all year long on the Football Frenzy. Glad we could stop out here. Our first game.
Yeah.
At Withington Stadium on the radio, but it was a memorable one.
And timeout.
They will take that timeout. 33.6.
For some reason.
On the clock. I would say thank you to ERA Reardon Realty, Flexible Staffing, Stone's One Stop Auto Shop.
Yeah.
Try County Water.
Delicious water.
We rave about it all the time. It's one of the things I look forward to at work is having a nice glass of water.
Right outside my office. I love it.
Yep. Just a few steps. Always just a few steps away from Tri-County Water at Jackson Radio Works. Thanks to Denny's for being on board for the halftime.
Yeah.
I love Denny's line, too. These burgers are from Denny's? Yeah, they have great burgers.
They're
my
awesome.
Wife will rave about the burger she had over
Denny's
there,
burgers.
Like a jalapeno Swiss burger or something she had.
Oh,
and she
good.
Can't wait for another one every time we talk about it. Chilango's Restaurants.
It's just Steakhouse Extra Steak.
It's right over there.
Yeah. I don't know what time
it is. The Chop House is closed. I'm sure of it. The burrito bar, wide open.
I might have to get a burrito bowl then.
One more knee should just about do it. Fun game tonight for the opening broadcast of the K105.3 Football Frenzy. Jackson takes a knee to seal it. 27-20, our final. We'll take a 2-minute break here on the post game. We'll come back and get you our Subway Player of the Game, set things up for our next broadcast. Jackson High School Vikings 27-20 winners over the Ypsilanti Grizzlies on K105.3.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on the post game here. Jackson with a 27-20 victory tonight. Getting their first win in the Southeastern Conference, their new league. And it was a big night, a test night, Jason.
Yeah.
And it looks like if tonight's any indication of future events, there'll be tough games weekly, but Jackson can compete.
Yeah, absolutely. This is an Ypsilanti team that didn't fare very well in this league last year, but they weren't terrible either. You know, right around 500 on the season, compiled record 4-5, similar to Jackson High's record. But You know, if this is the midpoint of the conference, I think they'll do okay. You know, they might have a few games where they struggle, but outside of that, it should be a conference where they're a pretty good fit.
I think you also have to give give credence to the fact that this is Jackson's first game of the year.
Yep.
You expect to have offensive miscues. Honestly, that was limited, I thought. They didn't have a ton of procedure penalties.
Yep.
They didn't have, you know, save for the one really vital one, they didn't have a lot of trouble with the snaps or the center exchanges. I think as they continue to get into a groove, that this could be a better team than we saw tonight even.
Yeah, I think if this is an indication of where they are week one, I think by, you know, week four, week five, they're going to be a really, really tough team to contend with because they've already shown that they can be disciplined at times, both offensively and defensively. They didn't have any holding penalties, I think maybe one procedure penalty, maybe two. You know, no lapses in mental errors, you know, face masks. The one personal foul call, which was kind of questionable with the defenseless player rule. And,
right.
And that's something that every team is getting used to, too.
Yeah, it wasn't egregious or dirty,
yeah,
so you
yeah,
don't
oh,
mind.
Yeah.
Those will happen throughout the year.
Absolutely, yeah. So that's one that you can kind of, you don't chalk up to it being a mental error
right.
per se. So I think, you know, a couple of weeks down the road, you put a little bit of polish on this, and it's a lot of good things to look forward to in Jackson High.
Yeah, and I think we both thought the offensive attack was creative,
mm-hmm.
Varied in the play calling. They did a couple things that weren't gimmick plays,
yeah.
but were definitely tricky that put the defense in an uncomfortable position, and maybe didn't know what their assignment was. Of course,
yeah.
You know, you get a couple scouts at a couple games, you start to get a book on you, and hopefully they go a little deeper into the playbook and find even more things. It was fun to watch for sure. I think early on the Wildcat or what you know when you have Edwards in there mm-hmm. behind center instead of Bush, that was working early, but I think Bush caught a groove, and their best offense was when he and Edwards were both on the field.
Yeah.
We give a nice night for Dakota Robertson. He was a vital part of the offense.
Yeah.
He was the guy who would come out and kind of surprise you. You're getting Edwards, a steady diet of Edwards, and Kretzinger sneaks in there, and then all of a sudden you go, all right, we got these two guys, we think. Oh, shoot, you forgot about Dakota Robertson
yeah.
in the end around, and he burned him a few times with that. Kretzinger was a steady hand. Edwards, again, we got a steady diet of him.
Oh, yeah.
Couple of ball handling errors. But I, you know, again, that's something I think that you know, you get the first game rust off.
Yeah, and that was
settling on that.
Post-hand injury, too, so that could have been an issue.
Correct.
As well with Edwards kind of giving up the turnovers there towards the end of the game. You know, and Kretzinger, like you said, he's the body guy. He's the power back that they can utilize out of those tricky formations. And then Dakota Robertson is sort of a hybrid between Edwards and Kretzinger. He's got good speed, but he's also got a little bit more size than Edwards does.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives you sort of that good mix between the two that allows you to be able to run things through him on the offense as well.
So our player of the game tonight for Subway, we had three or four great possibilities.
Oh, yeah.
We settled on Kretzinger. He got a couple of scores. He was a part of the defense. He made some great plays, and we have to pick one, and we chose Kretzinger.
Absolutely, tonight. Yeah. He had a pair of touchdowns, had a sack in this game as well. You know, you also had Xavier Edwards had the touchdown, Steven Uchendu with a pick. Zion Hardrick got in on the defense with a sack. Cagle Johnson was in on a lot of plays. Quentin Smith had another touchdown that tied the game up late. You know, lots of tackles from Kenyon Mulcahy. Malachi Kretzinger got into it. Riley Colquhoun got into it quite a bit. You know, so there's just a number of different guys that did a lot of great things for this Jackson High team.
Yeah, so Michael Kretzinger, our player of the game for Jackson Area Subways. Yes, sirree, Bob Subways provide box lunch programs to area sports teams. Do you have a hungry team to feed? They love to eat some Subway.
Yeah, they would.
27-20 again, our final here, Jackson High over at Ipsy. And we'll look forward to next week. Jackson's got Adrian here on Friday night. It won't be on K105.3. You'll actually be able to hear that on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM. So tune that in if you need to hear this game or any of our other broadcasts all year long. Go to WKHM.com and click on the high school archive audio link, and that'll get you back. You can go back years if you want to hear something. That's a great spot to hear great radio high school football games. And I say great, I don't mean us. I mean Greg and Ratcher on this. So. We call ourselves the B-team, but we'll be taking the B-team to the K105.3 Football Frenzy next week to Hanover Horton. Vandercook Lake's going to be out there. Couple of teams I'm curious to see that's been kind of a turnover in the players there, and Hanover Horton's a fun community to get to go and do a game with. They always support their athletics, and we hope we can get the technical aspects of that to work out.
Yeah, absolutely love going to Hanover. Perry Delaney, the AD, and his whole crew out there, just fantastic.
John Denny's another guy, too, superintendent.
John Denny is awesome, too.
Anytime we need anything, he's right there to help us out.
Yeah.
They love to get support from the radio out in Hanover Horton, and they support their teams 100%, so that'll be fun. So get out there an hour early. Tailgate from 6 to 7, your chance to sign up and get qualified for a two-year lease and a 2019 Chevy Equinox.
Beautiful
Art Main Chevrolet. They're so sweet. A brand-new car for 2 years for free. You can't beat that, man. And of course, there are other prizes available. Details about the Football Frenzy at K1053.com. We ought to wrap it up here. Jason, not bad. It was not bad for our first broadcast of the year.
No, it was fun. It was. I was excited to get back in the booth and ready to go, and just had an absolute blast as we always do. And you know, despite both of us being slightly sleep deprived, you know, we managed to pull through not too bad and had an absolute blast doing it.
Yeah, it was a fun time, and we look forward to a full season of this on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. For Jason Smith, Josh Ankrel back in the studio, I'm Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you next week.